This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Let me just finish the other one. Welcome to the show. It's me, Ray. I'm here with Nat. Hello, Nat. Oh, you're not at your mic.
Hi.
Wandering around the studio like a little homeless. On the show today, we have Big J. There's no point in me even saying this. That doesn't
Why?
Mean anything to people.
It's Jamal Peters from Big J's Kitchen.
Jamal Peters from Big J's Kitchen.
Yes, that
doesn't
is correct.
Mean anything to anyone.
But it will do soon.
Jamal Peters with his 17-page CV. Also on the show today, someone else.
Colin Firth.
Not giving me a press release.
Will's
for
printing
them.
It for me as we speak some
but
info.
But we started the show.
I know. He's
I'm
moody.
I'm not printing it when I need it now.
I know.
Who is it?
Colin Firth, the inventor. Lovely man.
And what did he invent? Hang on, what did he invent?
Stuff, isn't it?
What?
I don't know, planes.
He invented planes.
Yeah.
Right, the inventor of planes is going to be
yeah.
on. Honestly. She talks to me as if I'm her. Got 15 seconds of rest. Just shush a minute.
Radio.
Hi, welcome to the show. Another one, straight away. I mean, it's not straight away for you. For
no.
the people listening, it's a week later. But for me, it's I've literally not long finished talking to that explorer.
We've had 2 hours.
Nearly 2 hours.
2 hours.
But I had to go for a meeting in London.
Oh, okay.
London town. So I've not stopped. I had to walk down to the tube station with that explorer.
What do we think? The explorer was very friendly, wasn't he?
He was a nice enough bloke. I just didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
It was weird because he was just stood next to me and walking next to me, and then he got on the same tube as me.
But were you talking?
Well, sort of, but I didn't know what to say.
I know what you mean.
He was saying he's waiting for some funding, which he'll know now by the time this comes out. He'll know whether he had funding. But I wasn't sure whether he was, like, tapping me up for funding. I can't fund an exploring mission.
No, but we didn't really like the sound of the expeditions. Well,
well
for
you
him
did.
Doing it.
Months away on a boat, isn't it?
No, I don't think I'd like that.
Well, you do all the cooking and cleaning. That's what
and,
he said.
Yeah, it was cooking. What else was it? Cooking, cleaning.
Cooking, cleaning, sex, but we edited that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And rowing.
Yeah, that's it. The four main things that all women should be good at.
I don't think you'd be a good rower.
I've done rowing before.
What does that mean?
Like on a, you know,
a
leisure centre, a rowing machine.
Yeah, so you did actually mean that.
No, that's but I mean it was in water. So it was like a leisure centre. It was in a boat.
What, a flooded leisure centre? Why were you?
Because
why were you on water?
because they had
well
like
quiet
a little,
as a mouse.
Ever so quiet, Will, there. You never know. He just opened a door.
He's got some teeth.
Can I just address it? He's really moody now.
Why are you moody, man? Thank you.
He
well,
is.
Ah, fuck. Right, did I say milky?
Yeah.
What's that? Look at that. That could be coffee. Nah, look at that. Is that milky?
No, it's not milky.
By any stretch
of the
imagination.
Don't set him off more, or else he won't print off the Colin Firth thing.
Why is he not taking this tea back? He just walked off.
Because he doesn't...
Get a milk for you and just,
yeah, get me a milk. Yeah, do it. Yeah, do it in front of me. Yeah. That's what I want.
I want
Will coming back with milk. Why is he moody? What's he been moody about?
I don't know. Just he was a bit snappy
he's gone
earlier.
Now, he's gone.
He was a little bit snappy earlier. A couple of things.
About what? What did he say?
Well, I said about
me. Was it about me?
No, but when I said we were coming in here to like record in five, and I was like, so can you just do this? He went, yeah, I'll do it in a second. In five, like in five minutes.
In 5 minutes, yeah.
And he was going, yeah, I'll do it in a minute. I said, well, I need it done now because we're going in there in 5 minutes.
Although I can't really argue with Will at the moment because he did write on the whiteboard in the office,
he didn't.
Give Ray more money. which I thought was very nice of him.
Yeah, it was really nice of him.
Actually, he wrote, after you'd gone, he wrote, take it from now.
Did he?
Yeah,
he did. I think he likes working here.
Wasn't
was
me, that. No, just give it to me, not to
him. Oh, right, okay.
He was saying that your money should be diverted to
did
me.
Did he say
which
that?
Which I think most people would agree with.
Really?
I think, I mean, tweet now, if you agree with that, at Fubar Radio. We're not there. No one's there.
Yeah. I'll probably see
this
him.
This is last week.
I'll see him.
Right, here we go.
So here's why Will. Did you write here's on Will. The board, Will, to pay Ray more money and take it off me?
Because he agrees with that.
Well, you're saying he wrote it on the board.
That's what Will wrote.
Did
you? Wrote that, right? Yes.
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 Oh, that's really nice, Will. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will. I'll get away with it. But the thing about this is, Will, is you brought in a little UHT tub of milk.
Yeah.
But that, why didn't you bring a few?
I probably should have.
You just brought one.
Yes, that is correct.
So you have to keep walking back to the kitchen to get one more UHC. I'm all right with that.
That's, sure, yeah,
I'll manage. I will manage. But get on that mic, so I want to talk to you.
He asked if you could fix his wart earlier. He genuinely texted me.
Oh, he's got a wart?
Yeah, he's got a big chunky wart.
No, I've got a cup of tea with a wart in it.
That's why I brought the milk for you.
Why have you got a wart?
It's got a chunky wart.
We just need to have a very quick... we do this with Adam sometimes, where we have a very quick... what do they call this?
Feedback about how... Yeah, we did that with Adam quite a few times, actually.
What's it called?
Disciplinary.
Performance review. Performance review.
That's the one, yeah.
Natalie's straight in with the disciplinary.
Yeah, well, after writing that on the board.
Well, you've got a performance review now.
Oh, sorry.
How do you feel you've been coping with your job?
A lot's changed since I started, but
what's changed?
Just my everything, really.
Everything's changed since you started.
Everything's changing.
What, in the world, or just?
I don't know. Nat, can you help me?
No,
she can't help you. This is your performance.
I'm taking
review.
Minutes.
Right. No, I'm enjoying the job.
Why?
It's great to have you back, Ray.
Thank you. That can't be.
Natalie's a great boss. Great colleagues.
I'm just going to stop you there for a second.
No, there's no need.
It's a performance review, so you can just speak openly at the moment. This is as much for us as it is for
you.
Yeah,
it's good to get feedback for us, isn't it? And where our failings are.
Well, one of the failings is your relentless talking. Let the boy speak.
Mm.
This is between me, the boss, and Will. Okay? Now, you said you were taking minutes. Take minutes.
I am.
And do some rowing and some cooking and cleaning.
And some sex.
Okay, so...
That's what he said earlier, didn't he? No, he didn't. He didn't actually say that, did he?
No, I don't know.
He was definitely flirting with
me. I don't know where you've got that from. Yeah, but I think he was flirting with that, but I think he also had, like, a significant other at home.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, no, definitely did have, someone.
And then when I called him on it, when I said, do you have a partner, he was like, I have caught you in a lie.
I don't think his partner would like me to go rowing
with
him.
This is about
Will. Sorry, okay, Will, I'm writing it down.
Okay, Will. So, do you want to reassess what you said about Nat?
No, not at all.
So she's a good boss?
No, she is very. She's been great to me since I've started.
How? What's she done?
Well, you've got to think, Ray, I've moved from Worcestershire and it is a big move for some people, and she's been very accommodating in that.
In what, accommodating?
That sounds right, doesn't it, straight away?
Come and stay in my bed. What's been going on?
No, nothing. We just...
Have you had sex with Nat?
No.
Are you sure?
100%.
People sometimes don't realise. Are you certain you've not had sex with Nat?
Yeah, 100%.
Has anyone in this building had sex with Nat? Everyone just ran out very fast. They ran out of the
other
room.
They're scared of you pulling them in here and getting them on the mic next to do a
on the right neck
performance review.
The mic
next.
Strictly platonic, is that right?
It should be. So why did you decide to move from Worcestershire?
I was just given an opportunity by Duncan to come
from
on
Fubar.
From Fubar.
What did he tell you? Let's see if it's similar to what he told me.
No, he told me
What did he say?
It was a growing station.
Lie.
So
you'd be working with great people.
Yeah.
Lie.
No,
I wouldn't argue with that. I think it's definitely growing. I'm working with some great people.
Yeah.
When
you say growing, do you mean that some of them have had their names printed on mugs now?
Yeah, well, that was
Is that growing,
I think all our faces in the office were delighted when we all received our personalised mug.
You put some signs up.
Put
Did
some
you get
signs
it for Christmas?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And a notebook.
Yeah, I got a notebook.
Notebook.
Yeah, it's a nice one, actually.
Italian leather bound.
Oh.
I don't
think I got anything for Christmas
you
from
Cooper. You weren't here.
That's not the point.
You weren't here.
You were on a sabbatical.
I was a subsidiary company of this company.
Mm.
Some would say saviour.
What, am I writing that down?
Yes. No, I just
you
like,
literally just wrote Will.
I know, because I'm waiting for some feedback.
Ask me some questions. I'll be truthfully honest.
This isn't how these work. Will.
Sorry, Ray.
We can dispense with the formalities. So, what's the dream, Will? What's the dream? Where do you think this will lead to? Because obviously, this isn't the end. You know, this isn't.
I'd like to grow with the company.
This is not the end of the journey, is it?
I'd like to grow with the company, I think.
Now, does that mean that should the company fold, you will also fold? Did you ever tell tomorrow that Fubo had gone bankrupt? But I don't have inside information, by the way. I don't know if that's the case or not.
No, that's not happening.
But we've all been expecting it for so long now that I think we've all stopped thinking it. No, do you know what I mean? I think it's like...
No, we haven't.
If this hasn't gone under now, then what is...
I think we're on the path to success.
It must be.
Will has actually brought in some... I would say he's been a bit of a star since he's arrived.
Oh, is he money? Is that what
it is? Some very successful... No!
And Duncan's going to fancy you as a major important part of this. Have you got your parents' PIN number?
Fresh, new, very exciting, and been very well-received presenters, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
And we say yes. You know,
are you a presenter?
No, he does a bit on Jack's show on Friday. Jack, wait.
What'd you do?
Natalie's role. What? On-air producer.
And what did you say? What sort of things did you say?
Cock and the C word.
Cock and the C word?
Yeah.
Well, this is a story in the making here.
F and Jeff.
Sorry, cock and a C word. Cock's a C word as well.
Some shows don't like to use the big C word. It's rare,
but she is right. Cock is also a C word. So,
I mean, judging on my performance on this show, I wouldn't say I'm portraying myself as an on-air personality.
You're finding your feet.
Is
what's going on. For God's sake, ring Adam.
I told you he's at home hoovering.
What do you want to be? What's the goal in radio? You've obviously seen that any twat can be a producer.
Shut up, please.
I don't really know. Just like to keep growing and learning and
At the moment, because this is your performance for thing. You're firing
blanks,
buzz lines at me.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's a bit.
Sounds like you've just heard them somewhere else.
I'd like to run the joint. With Natalie.
You're
going to take over.
So you have a plan to oust Duncan?
Yeah. If he's listening, that is the plan.
Most bosses at the moment will be panicking. I think Duncan's going, thank fuck. Yeah, oust me. Take over my debt. I don't know if he has it. What? I don't... When you say things like that, that makes it sound like there is one.
What, a plan?
No, when you say things like, oh, that makes it sound like I've said a truism.
Oh, not at all, no. I was actually trying to read through... Sorry, come on.
What are you reading?
I was trying to find it in Adam's handover, where he said he's literally at home. That's...
Oh, something else. Something entirely... Not listening to what's happening.
Sent me the contact details for Ketchel earlier, but called him Kettle, so...
Kettle?
Yeah, James
but
Kettle.
Adam is dyslexic, though.
Yeah, but they're sort of bounce to that.
Yeah, but at the moment, mate, I'm having to do a performance review.
Sorry.
And at the moment, I've got you mocking a disabled member of the staff.
And he's gay as well.
That's what we'd have to... And he's gay as well, which...
Did you say disabled?
Well, yeah, he is disabled. He's
does that count as a disability?
What, being gay?
No.
Having a wart on your thumb?
Chunky wart.
That's pretty vile, man. When did that come up?
About 8 months ago.
Oh.
Have you been to a doctor with it?
Well, I went to ring home because I live in Bromsgrove,
and you couldn't get your thumb in the phone.
They wouldn't let me in. But I was like, "Can I get my wart taken off on a Saturday because the surgery's open?" And they were like, "No, we only do warts on a Wednesday."
Okay, it might be true.
But I was like, "I'm not." It'd be like a freak show. We're sort of walking down with our warts to get them removed on a Wednesday. Plus, I can't get there because I work here on a Wednesday.
But would you not feel? But I'm sure you could get like an hour off to get your wart off.
No, but I've got to
go
home.
Could you not... why'd you have to go home? Where's your doctor at?
Well, I need to register a new doctor's. I've just moved into Holloway.
You've not just moved, have you?
It's a couple of weeks now, isn't it?
About 3 weeks.
Mm. Okay, so you should have registered doctors by now.
Sorry.
Okay.
How contagious is that?
Very.
It's not contagious.
It is.
Hugely contagious. If you put... It's a bit crude, but if you put your thumb inside Nat now, she would have warts inside her.
No,
that's not
you
true.
Would.
Is
you,
that
no,
true?
You absolutely would. You absolutely would. Warts are hugely contagious. Google it.
I thought that they were as well.
Google
so
it. You've got your phone there. Google it.
We don't need to go
we'll
into specifics.
No, we do. We do. That needs freezing off, man. And by the way, they won't take off in one go, that. They'll have to treat it and then you have to wait.
Fuck's sake.
I know.
I bought the shop stuff as well. That wasn't doing anything.
That wouldn't do anything.
But it was like freezing my thumb and I was just been there for ages, man.
But look, even now you're picking it, you're messing with it.
Oh, here we go. I've got the warts are benign skin growths that appear when a virus infects the top layer of the skin.
Yep.
Viruses that cause warts are called human, or HPV stands for.
Yeah.
I can't read the last
one. Right.
You are more likely to get one of these viruses if you cut or damage your skin in some way. Wart viruses are contagious.
Are contagious.
There we go. That explains the next one.
So you're hugely contagious.
Yeah,
so everything
you
touch with that thumb around the office,
it's gonna be...
you're leaving wart everywhere.
But this thumb's been a lot of places in the last 8 months.
Where's it been?
Just all around the world.
Yeah, but have you been round and checked to see if there's warts there? That you've left warts behind?
Have any one that you've been on when you're many,
that's weird, wart
many
on a face
dates?
There.
Stop it.
That's probably from that.
It's not. You've been on a lot of dates, Will. A lot.
Yeah.
Have you had any feedback from women going, I've just developed a wart?
Have you been
somewhere?
On any second dates?
Oh, I've been on a few second dates.
And they're not bothered about your wart. Do you hide your wart? Do you wear gloves on your date?
No.
Have you been on dates with?
Just people.
Who?
A girl called Melissa at the weekend.
Who was she? Where's she from?
East London.
How did you meet her?
On a dating app.
Dating app, which one?
Bumble.
Bumble?
Yeah.
No, you should go on that, because that's what you do through life.
But I've been... Oh, God.
And women have to speak to you first as well.
They have to?
Yeah, yeah, if they like you. That sounds quite rapey.
Listen to this. Women have to speak to you first.
They have to speak to you first.
So you match, and then if they like you, they have to initiate the conversation.
Why do they have to?
That's just the rules, I don't make.
Why are you on that website? Why are you on a website that is women have to speak first?
It's just a different way of looking at it.
But why are you on a dating site that differentiates between the sexes in terms of who does what? Mm.
Because on Tinder, it's very much it's an unwritten rule that the men have to speak first.
Is that true?
Not true, but I'd say
right, okay. Mm. But on your one, it is true. It's a written rule on your one.
On Bumble?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Bumble's like
I'm that. Surprised you like that, because Will said recently, which a number of... I am going to say it, because a number of us disagree with it, that if a woman asks a man out even for a drink, he thinks it's unacceptable.
He thinks so. Yeah.
No.
He said he wouldn't fancy a woman. You wouldn't be into a woman that
you
asked.
Well, you can explain yourself, but did you say that?
No, not
you
like that.
You said you wouldn't be into a woman.
Let the boy talk.
Okay, but we all have witnesses to see what you said. Fine.
What did you say?
I said, if a woman asked me on a date...
Yeah.
I'd be suspicious.
No, you said it looked desperate.
Nat!
All right. Because he's trying to get out of it.
Let him talk! I brought down better than him.
Good point. Okay, right. Carry on.
And I just said that for me, I'd be suspicious. It comes across a bit desperate.
A bit desperate?
Not desperate. Maybe I did say desperate. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have used that word.
Well, you've used it again.
Yes. But I normally use the thesaurus.
Well, first off, I think by the fact you'd even say that, I don't think it's something you're ever going to have to worry about.
That's very true.
And secondly, it's I would have to get to the bottom of that. So why would they be desperate? Because that could be read as you being self-deprecating. That could be like, why would she ask me out?
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's my problem, and I've got to look at it. And
I suspect it isn't that, though.
No, I just...
What's the reasoning behind that? Where's what?
No, no, I shouldn't have used the word desperate.
By the way, this is all still part of your performance review.
Okay.
Because there are, you know, there are women.
What's another
women
word for desperate?
Here. Nat. You tell me what you mean by that.
I just think, like, for me, because fuck's sake. Yeah. You've got I normally initiate the conversation, so I'd be surprised if a woman initiated it for me to go on the date.
But do you see the dichotomy that we've got here, which is that you say that, yet you've limited yourself to a dating site where that has to be the case?
No, but they start...
No, you have. You said that if a woman asked you out, you would consider that desperate, and then you've joined a website where only the women could ask the men out. That's the only way it can happen.
They start the conversation... And the conversation they could lead on.
Okay, fine. Well, then make the first move. So did your rule apply to a woman making the first move?
No, not at all, no.
It's only if they ask you out.
Yeah.
So you could be talking to a girl all day long, but she's not allowed to ask you out. Because if she does, that means she's desperate. So you hold the key. You're the dominant person within that. You decide whether you're going to date or not, not her.
What I'd say
that's what you're saying.
I'm still learning.
But you got to listen back to what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I am.
What you're saying is... You're putting yourself on a website where the women have to approach the men, but they can't ask. This is your rule. No, never mind. Don't look at Nat. She can't help you now. Right? You're on a website where women have to initiate the conversation.
Yeah.
However, you also have the unwritten rule yourself that they can't ask you on a date because you're in charge of that. This is true, though. You put yourself on a dating app, I presume, or site, where you have manipulated yourself into the dominant position on shot calling. That's true. That's just from what you told me today.
Yeah, I was just remembering why me and Nat started speaking about who should...
Okay, I'll listen to that now.
No, there was general people. I was actually asking you and other people.
Asking an opinion, yeah.
Well, it wasn't just me. There were other females, actually. We were kind of like... It was Kelly from the Friday show as well.
No, it was before that. It was on the pub quiz
night. That is quite... If you just ask, I mean, I could ask someone to go out for a drink, and it doesn't even mean that you want to, that you fancy them. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone can go out for a drink.
I'm in the wrong.
But there would be, you know, there'd be an intimation if you ask someone for a drink. Well, it depends how you do it. But if I didn't know you, if I was a guest on someone else's show, and then at the end of that show, you said to me, "Hey, do you fancy going for a drink?" There'd be an intimation there that it was. It wouldn't be like.
Even if it's just like, "Oh, do you fancy a beer after the show?" That's not.
That's different. But if you were, you know, arranging a date.
That, but a drink isn't a date, is
but
it?
But also, by the way, that doesn't mean, hey, I'm in like Flint tonight. That just means that we could go out and get to know each other better.
Yeah, exactly.
I certainly wouldn't consider you desperate.
No, I think my turn of phrase was bad, and I apologise to Natalie and the FUBAR family
I
for
wouldn't
it.
Make a... I mean, I actually wouldn't make any judgment call on that whatsoever.
Mm. Right.
Good or bad. Wouldn't even cross my mind to make a judgment call on that.
If someone asked you to go out for a drink?
Yeah. I think it's a weird way of being.
I think if someone said, do you want dinner, you might interpret that as a date straight
what
away.
What it means... Well, what the bottom line of this is what it means is that Will views women as a different thing.
What species?
Yeah, so he applies rules to women that he wouldn't apply to men, which is by its nature a sexist.
Okay, yeah, because you're saying I see what you're saying. So you're saying if a man said to Will, do you want to go out for a drink? He'd go, all right, mate. Yeah.
No, but like if but
for that's women, not that's not a,
you, no, 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 no.
No, it's true. No, you, from what you said, you can't possibly see the sexes as equal. You can't.
No, because this is when I'm speaking to someone on a date and site. So there's a clear connection. There's a difference.
That doesn't matter.
If I'm speaking to my flatmate Emma and she's saying, do you want a drink? There's no sex involved. There's no.
No, but again,
funny
no,
business.
No, again, no, no, no. But you're seeing, no, you're immediately
right.
making girls, wherever they are, on this website,
right.
different rules to you. You are.
What do you mean?
So that's not, you're they're saying that it's a different rule. So you can't approach them first because that's the rules of the website, which you're adhering to and agreeing to by being on the website.
Right, yeah.
True?
Correct.
That's true. And secondly, you're saying that if someone asks you out,
yeah.
that you make a judgment call on them. Be that a self-deprecating one or just a general, you know, inherent sexism. But whatever the reason is, you're seeing girls as different and you're applying different rules to girls that you would to yourself. Is that true?
Probably is, yeah.
What have we learned? This has been good,
So what, going forward, what do you think needs to happen? Do you think that's fine, you can carry on being that way, or do you think you need to work on yourself? What do you think?
I think I need to do a lot of work on myself. All it's right. been a big turnaround in the last 12 months for me.
Well, there's been a big turnaround in the last 12 minutes.
has,
when
yeah.
somebody's actually isolated what the issue is.
Yeah.
So on this show, we're going to work on that.
Thank you, Ray.
Yep. Can we get another assistant producer? Because we need Will here.
There's no one else here. We can get Adam on the phone.
Get Adam on the phone.
All right, okay,
see what
that.
He thinks. See what his attitude
let's
is
get
to
him
this.
On. Yeah, let's all do right. that. Okay.
Good talk, Will.
Thanks, Ray.
Don't feel bollocks. I'm just...
No, it's good. It's good
this
to...
This is completely passive. I'm just saying what I see.
Take a look at myself.
That's, well, up to you.
Mum and Dad have raised me better than that.
I've met your mum and dad. Very nice. They'd be appalled about this.
Get them on the phone.
Mm.
Yep. Get them on the phone.
Essentially just sit there with a penis vibrator inside me for the whole show.
What?
When's the last time you tried a bullet? Breast milk, for instance, would have some calories. Bukkake, okay. Yeah. how soft my skin is, especially my boobs and my face.
After the music, Gary Moore, that was Gary Moore with Over the Hills and Far Away.
For Ray O'Connor.
Ray O'Connor. Poor choice.
It went downhill for me with the bagpipe section
long
in the middle.
Well.
Really
yeah, that was
long.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
And really ploddy and monotonous.
Yeah, I'd give that a 2 probably.
Yeah, I'll go 2 as well because I guess they did some work on it.
I also need back reference to last week's show.
Yeah, you fucked up,
Well, that song was called Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster by the...
Have you got a wart on your forehead?
No, I haven't got a wart. It's a mole.
Who's been holding your head?
Oh, God. You have.
I've not held your head.
Held my face last week.
I didn't hold your face.
Eye.
I pulled your eyelid down.
Yeah, well, I haven't got a wart there. That was for Ollie Kier.
Stop messing with your bra as well. What's going on there?
Don't know, it just keeps pinging open.
Does it? Yeah.
Ollie Kier, that was for.
Well done, Ollie, but it was dog shit. I know, that was last week's, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
all right.
That was fine.
That was just Gary Moore that you thought was
the
dog
Gary
shit.
Gary Moore one was dog shit.
The Ray O'Connor.
Were you not impressed when I undid your bra? What happened is we were in this office earlier on, and under the pretense of a hug... I undid Nat's bra.
I should have known when you said give a hug, and I thought, oh, that's really nice of him.
Yeah.
And then you came towards me and then
just
looked genuine. But I have to say,
impressed.
It's quite, because a lot of men claim to be able to do it.
Do they?
Yeah, they
do.
They do, and they are unable to.
Right.
So I want to know if it's something you always knew how to do, whether you sort of practiced at it.
I never practiced. I never did that, like, bra around the wardrobe business.
Do people do that?
I'm sure I saw that in a film or something once. Was it? It might have been Adrian Mole, where they had a bra around a door on a wardrobe.
Yeah.
And we're practicing on that. I've never done that. I think it's just from experience, really, I think. And it's not logistically that difficult to do.
I couldn't do it myself.
Of course, but you'd be able to undo it on someone else. You're going to undo a bra.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
It's just your thumb and your finger, and you just push them together, so it just automatically unlocks.
Open.
Some ping.
Skill.
Did it arouse you?
No, I was surprised.
Good. Surprised?
Yeah.
Surprised at what, though? Were you surprised at how...
How easy it was to do.
Sort of turned on you immediately.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was so surprised by how turned on I became instantly.
Don't ask me on a date, though, because it would be desperate at that.
Then I had to run to the toilet and go and put it back on again.
What's the deal? I didn't understand why you went to the toilet.
Because I can't. Do you know with bras, I can't put it on like around the front like this. I have to sort of turn it around and then turn it back to do it.
Why can't you do it? Because you got larger breasts.
They're not that large, but no, just I've never been able to do it.
How big are your breasts?
Do
you mind me asking?
D cup.
D cup.
It's
D
not
what?
That big.
About 55D.
36.
Right.
Thank you.
36D. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the breasts that hinder you from?
No, because even when I was an A cup, I couldn't do it. So
when were you an A cup?
When I was about 12.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it meant you'd had them done.
Oh no.
All right.
No.
Okay. Well, could you not have just gone into a corner and done it?
Yeah, I probably could have done, but then I just thought it was easier to go to the toilet and just...
When you say reduce, what do you mean? Like, have one of them off?
Yeah, like one of them a little bit smaller. No, I'd like to be like a B cup or something. I think that's quite a good size.
For what reason?
So sometimes with clothes, if you have bigger boobs, it's harder to fit them in.
Right,
and there's certain things you can't really wear if you have bigger boobs.
Yeah, I find that. Mm. What It's odd, isn't it, having any upset about your breasts, I think.
Well, I'm not upset. I mean,
is that societal pressure, do you think? No, I mean, any girls. So girls getting bigger or smaller.
There are a lot of women that like go, I don't want to be a B cup. I'd love to be a D cup.
Yeah.
And would swap it around. No one's
and
ever.
And vice versa. But it's often for health reasons in terms of get bad back and all
if
that sort of thing.
D cup's okay, but if you're looking in towards Gs, then
I am
it's
often
gonna
looking towards Gs.
Then it's gonna, you're going to have backache and maybe baby back problems. So
yeah.
You'd have maybe possibly for medical reasons have a breast reduction.
Yeah. Good chat.
Yeah. Breast chat.
Yeah, Ray's breast chat. We do it every Monday.
Talking of tits.
What?
I was wondering if we should.
What?
See how Adam's doing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say show them.
Oh, yeah. I thought we should, like, what?
Talking of tits,
we'll
just pop one
out. I'm going to come around because...
What are you doing?
I'm gonna
I don't want to see your breasts.
I was going to call Adam.
Oh, I see. So you said talking of tits, and then I said, we'll pop one out as a joke, and then you went, all right, I'll come round.
Oh, right. Well, that's really annoying. That's...
So you're going to call Adam?
Yeah, I'm going to call him.
Can you tell me what the deal is with Adam?
He's got this week off.
For what reason?
In his work.
You do have a bandage or a plaster on your thumb.
Yeah, because I cut my thumb.
Are you sure it's not to hide a wart?
No, it's not. It's a scab, I can show
That's
you.
What I've decided to believe it is.
It's a GHD hair straightening emergency.
All right.
So
what's happening here now?
Just going to see how Adam's hoovering.
So Adam said don't call between 2 and 4, which we didn't. No, we didn't call between 2 and 4.
No, that's true. He said he's doing a bit of hoovering.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We got a note saying not to call you between 2 and 4.
Mm.
So we So we didn't call you between 2 and 4. What we did, we instead waited till 6.
Mm.
And decided to call you in the second show, which you didn't actually tell us not to do.
No, you didn't tell us that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, but is that true?
Was it on the note to say not to call me between 2 and 4?
Yeah, it was in capitals
as
well.
And we didn't do that. We didn't do that at all.
In bold as well.
Yeah, we didn't do it. We basically... We respected your wishes, so didn't call you between 2 and 4. Mm. But what you hadn't factored in is we were also recording a show between 6 and 8.
It's quite aggressive. I do not want to receive a call from the studio between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Yep, and he didn't.
No,
he didn't at all. But you're receiving one now where you didn't ask us not to call now.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what's going on, man?
Not much.
Can I ask you very quickly, before we...
A bit of hoovering,
that's weird, this was so weird. can I ask you, before we even get to that, what are your thoughts on... Well, you're inclined towards gentlemen in a sexual relationship sense. What are your thoughts if a man asks you out? Do you think they're desperate?
No.
No?
I think they're desperate.
What would you think about someone who decided that if a lady, a heterosexual man... historically heterosexual, I presume.
Yeah, I think it's more on the fence about that.
If they had an issue with women asking them out because they felt that was desperate, made a judgment call on the lady in question. What do you think about that?
That's not right.
It's bad, isn't it? It's bad.
Lady can ask a gentleman out.
And vice versa.
It's 2016.
Is it?
2016.
It's not why we called you, though. Could have got that from Speaking Clock, couldn't we? called you because you've taken a week off.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're entitled to do that. I don't really understand your reasoning, though, because Nat said you've taken a week off to do some hoovering. And hang a shelf up.
Yeah, and I've emptied the dishwasher as well.
That's not true, is it, Adam?
No, it's not.
Why have you taken a week off?
You haven't emptied the dishwasher.
Nat, when spoken to?
Why have I taken a week off? Because I felt like I needed to take a week off.
Right.
Got some bits and pieces I want to do around the house. Like actually painting and decorating, actually probably hanging in shelf.
You get weekends off though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not doing
it. But weekends are never long enough.
You're right.
Mm,
he's right.
True. That is true, actually.
Yeah. How big's your living room?
It's a really long show.
If you said I've got to over the Royal Albert Hall, then I might listen to that.
I've got to come round and do Nat's TV stand.
He came round my house the other night.
What?
Adam came round.
What for?
He came over.
Did you do a TV stand?
No, we didn't get round to that, did we?
Well, what were you doing?
No.
We just...
What did you end up doing instead?
Nothing. It was three of us there.
Who?
Me, Adam, and a presenter on the station called Michael Payne.
Right.
And then we were just in a pub, and then
Why were they around your house?
Because they were just like...
Why are other presenters invited around your house?
Well, because we happened to be having a drink with them, and then they were like, oh, you've got the house to yourself, party at yours. And I said...
Three of you?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be. That's why I was like, oh, okay. And I sort of held off for a while, didn't I?
Michael
but then
Payne,
we came back
Michael
to...
Michael Payne, what's his...
Michael Payne.
Sexual preference?
Females.
All right, so it couldn't have been that. So what was the deal then? You had a little party?
Well, not really a party. We just sat around chatting, didn't we, Adam? Adam had some Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Right.
We sat around chatting about stuff. It was nice. It's very nice.
Glad you had a nice time.
We did have a nice time. And then he had his... And then I think he stayed out late because he had his week of hoovering to do.
Adam did.
Yeah, that's what he knew. He had
so this
week
was
off.
Before his week off?
This was Friday night.
Oh, right, okay. So you went around Nats?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Nice.
I feel like all of you are hiding something here.
What do you mean?
Just a feeling.
A feeling
just
what?
Just feels like there's something that... there's something that between you all, what? You're not saying.
Who's all? Just me and Adam?
Well, I've not got... Michael Payne
that's true.
I can't ask that person, but the two people I'm talking to you both feel it feels to me like you're both hiding something.
No we just left the pub,
right?
Got the tube.
Hang on a second, just turn Nat's mic off. Right, Adam.
Yeah,
what happened on Friday night?
Oh, not much. We left the pub,
yeah,
got the tube back to Bounds Green
where Nat lives, went to a house which is at
21.
What? Yeah.
No. Number 21 Bounds Green. Yeah. Did you stay over?
No. I got the penultimate tube home.
Okay.
So, we got some Jack Daniels and then we just sat there in the living room, chatted.
What did you talk about?
Music, mainly. Mm-hmm. Festivals.
Right. What did you say about me?
I never spoke about you.
I don't believe you. What? Well, hang on. Hang on. I could take offence either way here, couldn't I? You didn't say a word about me.
We did.
Nat, your mic's not up.
He did. He's like...
Your mic's not up.
He's forgot.
Nat's currently claiming that you did speak about me.
In passing.
We might. I can't remember. I was quite drunk, so...
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then you decided to take a week off. Yeah.
So you decided to not be here for my show?
Yeah, but you've got two coming up soon, though, haven't you? Next Monday.
It's not a point, though, mate. Is it?
No, not really. I'm sorry.
I've already bollocked one assistant producer today for his sexism.
Well, what's Will done now?
What's he done now? What I told you before.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, that's come from him.
Yeah. It was Will that said that. Have you seen Batman vs. Superman?
I have seen Batman vs. Superman.
Did you like it?
No, not really.
No, I didn't either.
No, it was a bit boring.
Yeah. Anything else to contribute?
Are you still doing requests?
Well, no, only for certain people.
Oh,
If someone brings something to the party, then certainly. But at the moment, even though I've given you this opportunity, I feel like you're wasting it.
Okay.
Give me a review of Batman vs. Superman. I had two gigs the night I saw Batman vs. Superman, and I was pissed off for both of them.
I thought...
I was actually in a mood.
What, in a bad mood?
Yeah, it put me in a proper mood.
It was just, I don't know, it just like felt like so many different storylines just crammed into one, like, film.
I didn't really spot a storyline in it.
Pardon?
I didn't spot a storyline in it. I thought it was a series of events.
I guess you could say that. It was just like there was different things going on throughout the film. The only good thing I pulled away from that film was Wonder Woman.
Even that did nothing for me at all.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought she was amazing.
Not one thing in that film did anything for me at all. Other than I think that Warner Brothers, is it a Warner Brothers film? I'm pretty sure it's Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
They should ring Zack Snyder and say, okay, here's the deal. Every time you use slow motion, you lose a finger. I think that's the only way that they're going to stop this, is that every time you use slow motion that you can't properly justify within a film, we're going to cut one of your fingers off.
He only has his toes left.
Well, they can go to toes as well then. Because that film, again, like Watchmen, like every film he's ever done, like Man of Steel, could have been an hour shorter on slow motion alone. Absolutely no reason for it at all. No point.
Two and a half hours of... nothing.
Well, I went to see it because I thought I had an afternoon free, and about an hour and 40 into that film, I realised I didn't have an afternoon free after all. Because I'd wasted a fucking hour, like 2.5 hours of my life. I really felt that. Appalled at it. It just, every bad review for it is completely justified. It was a tip of a film.
It was crap.
Right. Well, think on next time.
think on.
Yeah. Do better next time.
For what?
For your film that you did.
I didn't do a film.
Is this not a Zack Snyder?
No.
Well, why are we talking to him?
Sorry.
Anything to say before I cut you off?
Nah. I've got some dusting to do now.
You're weird. You're not doing, like, any sexy things?
No.
Dusting a piece.
No dates? Your mic's off, Mark.
No, no. No date.
Have you given up on life?
Have I given up on life?
Yeah, I'm really worried. Like, you're sort of bringing me down here, and...
No, I'm fine. I was just...
I never thought this show could suffer by turning Nat's mic off. I'm going to put it back up.
Are you okay, Adam?
I'm fine.
You don't sound all right.
No, I'm really worried.
I'm actually quite hungry, and I'm about to eat my dinner.
Pie.
A nice meat pie. Do you want to go around Nat's house tonight?
You going around Nat's house?
No, I'm not. I've got to go home.
Oh.
But do you want to go around Nat's house?
I've got things for him to fix.
Not just for that, just for a bit of company for
Yeah,
that.
I'll give you...
Do you also want me to, like, you need me to do your bandage
again?
Yeah,
it's terrible today, my bandage.
Yeah, can you go around Nat's?
Why doesn't Ray do it? Why can't Ray do it?
I'm presenting a radio show at the moment, mate.
Mm. Can you tell him it's not a wart, though? Because he thinks I've got a contagious... Will's all contagious with his warty finger, and now he thinks...
I think she's hiding a wart.
I haven't got a wart. You've seen it. You've seen what it is.
I think you're hiding a wart.
He bandaged me last week, Adam. He knows it's not a wart. What is it, Adam?
It's not a wart. It's a massive burn.
Mm.
All right. Well, good chatting with you, mate.
All right, I'll see you next Monday.
I can't help but feel like this has been a mistake.
But what if he's really sad? I don't want to let him go like this.
My mum's phoning me on my actual phone.
He's fine. All right. We've got a guest coming in as well. We've got so many things happening here.
This has really brought us down. I think people would be switching this off.
Can we bring it up again?
Probably not. I think
How
he's really.
Can we do
I
this?
Think Adam's tipped to this show.
Adam, say something like happy or upbeat or positive.
My room's a lovely colour of blue now.
That's good.
Here comes my boys, plug 3 and 2. My name's Plug 1, I'm here to do the job that you expect of me. Baptized to rap and open eyes daily to know how. Through provision, the incision of the soul, the color, smile of
Doc on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. That was... Oh, I've lost
Show
it.
Show Me by Mint Royale.
Oh, shit. Look at you being on the button. For Show Me by...
Mint Royale.
Okay.
For that... Jeezy Creezy.
What?
Jeezy Creezy requested that.
Who the hell's Jeezy Creezy?
I don't know. It's just got down. You gave me a list of people that requested songs.
Jeezy Creezy?
Creezy. Jeezy Creezy.
I don't know who that is.
But I give that a 9. I liked that.
I found it, again, a bit ploddy.
Okay.
As it went on. Could have probably lost a minute and a half from
what,
that.
What are you saying?
6.
Okay.
I reckon. What do you reckon?
I'm going to go down. I'm going to go to 8. Because you're right, 9. It wasn't a 9. It wasn't the strongest song.
Near a 9,
man. 6.
Yeah.
What did
I feel
6.
As well.
It's coming in with some chocolate. As well.
Oh, have you been to the shop? What did you get?
Chocolate.
What did you manage to get? Ooh. Excellent work. That's
Big
great.
Bar.
That's great. Thank you. Oh shit! Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's got wart all over it.
Oh god.
Oh, he's brought
his wart's been everywhere. Well, it's been all over that mic.
So I feel like I've got sort of a bit of blood sugar.
That mic has wart on it.
He had like. I can't touch anything.
Because that's
here.
Where he sits during Jack's show. He's touched everything on that
this
desk.
Is disgusting. Will, you're disgusting. But thank you for going to the shop for me. Get out. So, first guest, we're joined now. Jamal Peters.
How you doing? You right?
I'm good, thank you, man.
That's
how are
good.
You?
That's good. I'm fine. Thanks. Can't complain.
This is Nat.
Hello, Nat.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hi, Jamal.
Are you single?
No.
That's a relief. I'll just tell you, by the way, before you came in, we got sort of dragged down by the sometime assistant producer of the show.
Yeah.
We called Adam, like, really miserable fucker, man.
Mm.
Like, he was proper. One either, like, long pauses as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, like.
Is he like that every day?
No.
Not as
really.
Not as slow as that. same sort of pitch to his voice, same kind of. Mm.
But he's got a week off where he's sort of just doing nothing, which he was really excited about, and then he sounds really miserable.
I think he sounded like he was high on a drug.
I don't think he does the
I think
the
he
drugs.
Has been smoking.
What type of drug does he look like?
The weed.
Mandy.
A bit of ganja.
I think he's had some ketamine pills.
Oh yeah.
That's what I think he has had.
You've got to look at these pupils.
I think he has dropped to K.
Maybe.
At a rave.
He's at a rave, do you think, now? Or
he's
okay?
He might be jacked up on marijuana.
Sounds like he's having a nice having a nice time at a rave.
I don't know what he's on, but
he's
on somewhere. Well, I think you should say to Adam if there's any possibility that he could be called to make sure that he is 100% clean.
Oh yeah, probably won't want to do a urine sample.
Got
you.
Can't have APs all jacked up on air.
I know. Or ketamine.
It's bad that.
Terrible.
Bad, isn't it?
Oh, what's Will giving a look for?
He probably have just a bit of a snort of a wart.
He probably
snorted
it
his wart. Can he snort a wart? Do you think?
I reckon you can snort a wart. I reckon you can have the wart removed and then ground down, and you can snort
he's
it.
What is
this wart? I'm not going to catch nothing.
No,
I can't guarantee that because he's wandering around with a big fuck off wart on his.
See, something told me not to take the drink from.
Yeah, you're
right.
But I did.
Yeah,
no. And now I'm like, I've not got any hand sanitizer or nothing like that.
I've got some. If you want some.
Yeah, I actually have got some.
Yeah, Jamal, you should have some too.
Putting wart all over the place. Let's get clean. Let's fumigate the studio.
Yeah.
Got some chocolate.
It came from the wart end.
No, it's open.
The inside will be fine.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Let's
all sanitise first, though, from the wart.
No, after.
Oh, after. I'll keep it there. For us all.
Opened the chocolate.
Okay.
Right, I'll break this up. There we go. Just break it all, and then everyone can just have whatever they want from it. Because I feel like I've got a low blood sugar, even though I'm not diabetic.
Is that Adam doing that to
you? But you can have that, can't you? There you go, man. Whatever you want. Here's the deal. So, I'll tell you what, here's the headline on the press release I was given for you. Big J's Kitchen, that's you, you're Big J.
Yep.
Jamal Peters' journey from young offender to Selfridge's supplier. What's the deal then, man?
Just good to be supplying something legit.
So what's the history behind that then? You brought some sauce in as well.
Yeah.
You gave
can't
us
come at the end.
Oh, wow.
Even though I'm not really one for spicy, but I increasingly am enamoured by, like, jerk sauce and that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know there'll be a time where I'll go, I really fancy that now.
Mm.
This is the time to try it, because one thing we ain't done is made it too hot. I get annoyed when it's just all pepper and no flavour.
Mm.
So we've got a bit of a kick.
What
it's all natural.
Your banging hot pepper sauce?
Yeah, it's got a nice kick, but one of the good things about it is it's all natural. So there ain't none of that acid rubbish, potassium to burn you. You know what I mean?
Right,
so yeah, you'll get a quick kick, but a couple of seconds, you're back to normal.
I'll give it a crack, definitely. Mm. What's the story? What's your story?
Big J's Kitchen. Grew up a bit of a screw up. I think that's
in
the best
way
to say it.
Let's go right into that.
Right into that. Where are we going to start?
Nat likes the bad boys.
She likes the bad boys?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not that bad.
No, you're good, haven't you?
No, but you like the idea of like, oh, my boyfriend used to do a drug.
Well,
you'd love
all
that.
That's basically what I love.
Did you give Adam the ketamine?
Yeah.
Nah, we grew up doing a lot of things.
It took more than ketamine to get Adam into Nat's bed.
He's gay.
Yeah, likes gentlemen.
Okay, yeah. Mm. You're going to have to give him something that can't move, and then you just control him.
You just get your cock out now.
I think that sounds a bit... I never even thought of that. If I get my
you
cock,
your cock out, then Adam, he'd be fine for that.
Once again, I will say, just to let you know, I don't have a cock.
We've never even occurred to us that. You just got your cock out.
I don't have a cock.
Adam will be all over that.
I don't have a cock.
You look trans, don't you?
I what?
You look trans.
I don't.
I think Nat looks a bit trans.
You look a bit trans yourself. We could both pass off as trans here, let's face it.
In what way am I trans?
You've got lovely hair.
Right, I've no problem with that at all. I'm not saying it's an insult.
No, I'm not.
It's a million observations.
I'm not either. I'm saying both of us could be very nice looking trans people.
You don't look unlike Jeffrey Tambor in that thing that he's in.
I'm good. Right, okay.
No, you don't, though, do you not? That's not.
That is not a compliment. In Transparent.
Hank in the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, hey now, Hank.
What's it called, that show?
Transparent. I've seen
Transparent.
It.
Transparent, okay.
That's not.
Can we get a picture of that? Can we get a picture of Jeffrey Tambor as.
No.
In that show?
I'll get it for you now, but I can
and
tell you.
And then put it next to you.
You're literally just picking somebody.
I'm not.
I could have gone for, like, I don't know who else. I don't.
Well, that's the only trans person you know, someone that isn't even trans.
Who was the trans person?
I thought you'd know loads in your community.
Oh, God's sake.
So, you keep looking. I'm going to speak to someone.
Yeah, I'll look.
Okay, so what sort of shit?
It depends where you start. We'll start from the young age.
Yep.
Younger. When we was younger, it was mainly about... Well, it depends. We go back to, like, 10, 9, it was nicking sweets, see stuff like that.
Yep.
Get a bit older, you start... When mobile phones started kicking in.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's where we really got kind of active, but... I think it was on my 16th birthday. No, I don't even think it was. On my 16th birthday, I got arrested for an attempted robbery.
Right.
And I remember everybody's at my ass, sitting down to sing happy birthday. I didn't even do that
didn't
one.
Didn't even do it.
That one I didn't do. I actually really didn't do that one. It's my bloody birthday. I'm just trying to be happy. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? And then we got arrested because we didn't run because we didn't do it.
Okay.
But we still got arrested. It's funny, actually, because they actually came at us for a gun charge. They jumped out. And I was thinking, flipping, what's going on?
Right.
And then they arrested us for robbery, for attempted robbery. But I sat down and I said, you know what, karma, get over it. What are you going to do? You did this once, but all the other times you've done it, you got away with it. Shut up and get on with it kind of thing.
Okay.
So, ready to take the charge. But from that, I said, the robberies and all that stuff's stupid. It's like, it's pointless. That ain't what I'm about anyway. You get beat for that in my family. You don't steal. Do you know what I mean? So, probably any other normal person would have said, forget everything and started sorting them out from that day. But me being Mr. Intelligent was, forget all the robbery. Let's do more serious crime.
Right, okay.
And then I got into drug dealing. That's what I was really about, really. I've never, ever done Class A drugs or sold them or anything like that. But the skunk and weed game.
Yeah.
That was my thing. Sounds like I would have wished I had Adam back in the day.
How close have you ever been to relapsing into that? Because now, obviously, you've set up your own company and stuff.
A few times.
Is it really? So that's what I'm genuinely interested in that.
No, whilst I had this company, I haven't. Whilst I had the company, I haven't, because the company stands for something. It's more than just me selling products. This is kind of an inspiration to a lot of people from my world.
Yeah.
This is showing them that there is other ways for us. But whilst I was working, I was working, I think, at least twice a day, I probably wanted to go back to it.
Well, I have a similar thing with gigs.
Yeah.
It's that I think sometimes, you know, because I'm sort of out of stand-up really now, but I still do some gigs, but even now when I get offered gigs that I don't want to do, I will often just go, I could just go and do it.
But that's what it is, though. You get addicted to it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the same as dealing...
You can imagine.
...as dealing drugs. I think that's...
This is a little less risk.
Yeah, so I reckon me and you, we're not so different.
Yeah, about the same, man. We are.
Yeah, I reckon I am bad boy of comedy, in a sense. Isn't
you see?
Yeah.
That's the way forward, mate.
Yeah, I reckon. I'm dead interested in how you turn that around, because I would say that when you're in deep in that sort of stuff, it's dead hard. That's a hard thing to do, to go legit.
I tell people all the time, it's you got to forget the people who take the drugs. You got to cold turkey yourself off the streets.
Right, okay.
You got to force yourself.
Were you taking
up
stuff as well, though, or were you just
dealing
it?
I'm never touching the money.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons why I'm so good at it, because it was never personal. I had a theme where I said I bring wholesale to the streets.
Okay.
So the guys who I was competing with could only afford probably a quarter of what I get. Right. Because I'm getting it such big amount, I can give it bigger price. I mean, I can give bigger amounts out to people at the same price.
Okay.
Shut down everyone's line, bring everyone here. I bring the wholesale to the streets.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And because I never smoked, I'll never dip it. I never try to give you a little bit less so I can get a bit for myself.
Yeah.
Want my thing. I never ever looked at, I've never liked weed, to tell the truth.
Okay.
I've never liked it. I've never seen it as a thing that I liked in that way. I remember when I was younger, sometimes there weren't no food in the house, but there'll be weed, and I used to flip and do my head in.
Yeah.
So I never liked it. My mum couldn't even ask me to go shops for cigarettes. So I don't,
right.
I don't agree with it. But
I'm same with weed, but Nat's all over it. She's like,
she loves it, yeah.
Yeah, let me look at her eyes.
I think so.
Right, really, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all over the weeds. I don't, it's not for me.
But I think the problem Nat has with it is that it's now transcended a personal life into a working environment. So now I often find I'll be here with her meant to be producing the show.
Yeah,
and I'm
she's
like, what are you doing? And she's like, just staring at. Staring at a colour.
No, because earlier on you said I was running around the studio. I wouldn't be doing that if I was on the weeds, would I?
Yeah, but no, wait, running around the studio mumbling to yourself.
Oh, yeah, I was doing that, yeah.
Like you were going, oh, Maltesers, I need Maltesers.
Yeah, I'd love a bit.
That sounds like weed mixed with something else.
Yeah, yeah. Looking at Nat, what would you say she's on? At the moment, what would you
just
say?
High on life, wouldn't you say, Jamal?
That'd be real. Nat, you look like you don't mind a bit of sniff.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Sorry, what is it? What's sniff?
You've got a bit of sniff going on.
Do you want sniff?
Cocaine.
I've never touched that in my life, Jamal.
That's what they all say.
Come on, you. There's no way.
I didn't think there'd be another guest coming in insulting me as much as you.
I'm not insulting you.
It's not an insult.
I look like I like a bit of sniff.
You come across
just a little bit, not too much. Not that Tony McDonough.
Are you serious?
Just enough to get you through the day. Especially this time of day now.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Getting late on. Not when this is going out, but in real life where we are.
Yeah,
just now getting towards 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
yeah, get you through.
Come on, let's get me. I've got another hour to do. Come on.
Jamal, what am I having? Poppets and tea. That's what I'm having. That's what's getting me through. Not a sniff.
Yeah, but you went out to get the poppets.
From the fridge next
door. We don't know what really happened.
Came back all twitchy.
Oh, right, did
it. Saying, does anyone want a poppet?
And your nose is a bit red.
That's true. Actually, she always does that.
Okay.
What would you say Ray's choice would be then? Let's move on to Ray. What
he looks like a ganja man.
Ganja man, exactly.
I'm not either.
I'm
never
not
liked
anything.
It. Never liked it.
You don't really like any drugs, do you?
No. I've always felt with that it's like it stays with you too long. That's the problem.
But wait, what do you mean?
Just so many people, especially creative people, who, I mean, some people consider it a privilege of the profession, either work, you know, in acting or comedy or whatever, or music.
Mm.
You know, that's something that's just like, oh, it gets, you know, that's part of your creative process.
Mm.
I've always found it completely the other way.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. You shouldn't be relying on it anyway.
No, but it deadens your creativity.
Yeah, exactly, of course. Slows you down, man.
Yeah.
I think the only time I have any doings with weed is I might have a bit of weed tea. I've never
weed
smoked
tea.
It.
Hold
on. Yeah, just boil the leaves.
Weed tea.
Weed tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Boil the leaves. It's good for you. It's like a mint tea. Put it with some mint. Boil it up.
Have some weed tea.
I don't want any weed tea.
Not from not buying some from the lad. I mean from a natural plant.
Right.
And the actual leaves, none of that crap.
Could you sell us that?
That you're going to get me back in trouble.
Is there any possibility you could sell us some weed?
Some
I could
weed
probably
tea?
Sell you some hemp. If we call it hemp, we'll be all right.
You get him in to talk about how he's turned his life around.
And then you want me to start supplying him.
I know, already.
I'm back out there.
Oh,
how easy would that be, man? how much would we need for the weed tea? How much would we need?
I don't know.
Come on,
how much dollar would we need?
Leaves. Oh, what money worth?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never sold it before. It depends what you think, because I would never buy.
What could you get us
real weed from a weed man to
where
touch
do you get the weed tea from?
Just grow it, man. It's like you can grow a plant. You're allowed to grow a plant. It's legal.
Well, how do you make it into tea?
Is it legal to grow? If you just
I heard
grow
it's
one?
Legal to grow one or two. Yeah, as long as you don't cultivate it.
We can't say that's the law. If you just heard,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know for sure. I didn't say the law.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's legal
fine.
Where I'm from.
Grow yourself a weed plant, mate.
How do you make it into tea, though?
As long as you don't cultivate it.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
You don't cut it to sell.
You'd have to cut it to make it into tea.
No, you can tear the leaves.
Yeah,
you can boil the whole plant.
Jamal, he knows all the loopholes in this. As long as you don't actually use a knife to cut it, you're fine.
Just
you tear it. You can't leave it for cutting.
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Right.
I like some weed tea. I'd quite enjoy that, possibly.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good for you. It's meant to be good for things like cancer and all that as well.
Yeah.
What?
Nat's got cancer.
I haven't got anything. I am a cancerian, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't have cancer. But we'll have a walk.
Do you remember that day when we were outside and that dog just started sniffing around you?
See, she had sniff on it.
No, that's another made up thing. Don't when did that happen?
That's
never.
Police dogs.
Dogs can smell cancer.
Honestly,
smell
see how he picks on us.
That's why it was. That's why it had his nose where it had his
don't
nose.
Don't you join in, Jamal, as well? I can't take two of you. It's too much.
That's not even true as well. She can. She's known for it.
What? I'm known wow. for what? Known for what? Sorry? What? For what? I missed that.
On to the next question, I think. I'm not getting involved in that one.
I didn't hear what you said.
Going
then.
Back to what we were talking
oh,
about.
Oh, God's sake.
What, okay, that's what we're talking about. So, when did you like hit a rock bottom, or was it just a conscious decision within?
No, I never hit rock bottom. Okay. It was my daughter. I was having a daughter, and I refused to. Hmm. You know, like when it's just me before. Originally, when I started selling drugs and all that, it was really like literally, I'd be up there while my mates are buying cars and clothes and jewelry and all that. I'll literally be buying a Hoover.
Right, okay.
Buying a fridge. We need it for the house. Because we weren't out there by choice, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But then as you're there, you start getting caught up. Yeah. I start buying a couple of clothes, like big chains and all that as well. Okay. So it's even there. But I always knew that I should be doing more than roading myself. It's just that I got good at it and I got caught up and addicted to it. So when I found out I was having my daughter, I said, nah, I refuse to, because it's not just about me no more. If I get arrested when it was just me, I do my time and keep moving.
Yeah.
But now that's her losing her parent, and
yeah,
it's more than just me. So I made a promise to myself, said no more road. I had to force myself, and a lot of times I've seen people try to slowly take themselves off it, and I've seen them go in jail, I've seen a couple die even, but I wasn't gonna leave myself at risk like that. It's either you're in or you're out, you can't be half hearted. So I said I'm out.
What area was this in? Where were you at?
I was in Tooting mainly. In Tooting, okay. All around the Wandsworth Borough, but Tooting was my main.
I used to live in Wandsworth.
Which part?
I lived on Solway Road.
Where's that?
Which part of Wandsworth? That might be the wrong road.
Which part of Wandsworth is
that? Place.
What number was it?
It was by the Arndale Centre, whatever that's
called
now.
Yeah, it's called Southside now.
So, okay, so that, the road, and is there a Sainsbury's on that road as well? It was the road behind that.
Where Windlesworth Estate is and all that, the couple of estates
there.
11 he was on the weeds then. He won't remember.
Oh, see, I was all
weedy,
stoned, mate.
On the tea.
No, I'm sure it was called Solway Road. That road
probably is. There's a few roads, but I know where you're talking.
It was
exactly
opposite
where you're
school.
Talking.
Remember that?
Was it? Yeah,
and
yeah. I think
it was upstairs in a house, and the downstairs was all boarded
and
up.
They swaffled one of them schools.
That sort of way. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I lived, but I never came across you or bought any drugs off you.
You probably got it from someone I had sending over to you.
Got it online. Bought it online, mate. I believe that's the way forward now. Get it online. So, Big J's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Is that all this product? Or is there an actual building?
Oh, no, it's products at the moment.
Okay.
I'm thinking of getting a little kitchen open and that. But right now, it's products. Just got it. We started with the sauces. But when we originally started, I had sauces, had drinks, seasonings, had everything. But now we've gone through to manufacturing, it was just too much to do it all at one time.
Okay.
So what we start with the main products.
So what's your process of manufacturing? Is it factory made or are you...
Now it's
you
factory. When I started, I used to do it in my house.
Okay.
I used to do it in the back of Tooting, pot by pot, bottle by bottle, burning myself, cutting myself, was flipping horrible.
Right.
But was getting the job done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I had to kind of stop with lemonades as well. We was making lemonade, squeezing like 150 lemons in a day.
Right.
And the drinks would be sold by the morning.
Okay.
Start again, it weren't enough time in the day to everything. So we built it, and now we get it manufactured to our recipe. So to my recipe, what I created, the manufacturer manufactures it to that up in Cambridge, getting storage, then we distribute from our storage.
And where is it? Where do you distribute? Is it in any supermarkets or anything like that?
We ain't in no major supermarkets. The main store we're in, what people will know, is Selfridges.
Oh, right, yeah.
Selfridges is the biggest one.
Yep.
Got a couple of nieces, well, nices, I should say, Budgins. Got a few of them, and lots of well-known butchers and delis. That's where it actually started.
It's an impressive sort of... I mean, regardless of your background, that's an impressive feat, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's... how much are you worth?
I don't even know, to tell the truth.
I know, straight in there.
Yeah, sort
I don't
of, like,
even know.
Soften him up.
Yeah, you've got a really easy question first. You want to do dealing again. Straight in with how you're worth. Yeah,
do you want to sponsor this show?
It's, oh, yeah, Big J's Kitchen with Ray.
We can look into it.
Right, here's the deal, right? I've often thought this before. What was the Ginger Kitchen? He didn't tack it, did he not?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, I was asking too much. How much did I ask for that one?
It was only about £100, I think.
We cut out the middleman. It was more than that.
Okay.
We cut out the middleman, right? So we have no dealings with Food Bar at all. This is a business deal between me and you. Because what happened is a former presenter at this station, right?
Yeah.
This is what I believe happened. Had an outside deal with, was it a car taxi place? What were they?
Possibly.
Something like that. Right. Then he found out when he got sacked. Right, he had a deal. He had a deal going where he was pretty good at like doing subliminal advertising within his show. So he'd just drop it in. So I'm doing it in plain sight. Yeah. I will honestly, mate. I'll promote the fuck out of your product. Right, yeah. No problem at all on this. But this is a private deal between me and you.
Well, I'm here this as well.
No,
you've already buggered the negotiations. Look, you started. You said a winner.
That's true. Yeah, you did.
So I'm going to come in at 25 quid now.
Yeah, that's no good to anyone, is it? It was definitely more than 100.
When I said a one, I meant one thousand. That's what I meant. A thousand.
But hang on. You didn't say one.
Yeah, she said 100.
You said 100.
I said 100,000.
He said one. You didn't mention one at any point.
100 grand.
100 grand.
100 grand.
I never would just say 100, would I?
I'll tell you now. I'm relatively certain that I asked for some reason £275.
Oh yeah, what's that? You can do that, Jamal.
No, wait.
270.
I'm going to give Jamal. Okay, sure. Him. I didn't like that other bloke.
Here's the options.
Here's the options. I'll tell you what the options are. What's the listening figures on this show? Do you actually know?
I don't actually know off the top of my head. I think it's about 50,000.
Is it fuck?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
How can it be 50,000? But we I've say send us a tweet, we get four.
I've just made that up.
Because you tried to pull back for that 100.
Because I'm trying to get you some cash.
Trying to get back 50. On the 100 mistake
it's
now.
Definitely
I'm
not.
Trying to get you the cash, the wanna.
It's not 50,000.
I don't know, actually.
Do you know what the podcast download is?
It's about. I actually do know that, so it's earlier. It's 8,000.
8,000. Yeah. Right. Here we go. Here's your options, Jamal. Are you looking at advertising, by the way?
We're always looking at advertising.
You're okay, fine.
Always.
Right, here's the deal. So, on the Fubar show, I would imagine we will run into some problems because Fubar will hear this. And then they'll go, hang on, you can't
don't
do
want
that.
To cut.
But just bear with me. Here's what I think. Here's how I look at it. So, this has 8,000 downloads on iTunes.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That I reckon for that, to hit 8,000 people a week, I reckon we're looking at four, is what I reckon. For that. I genuinely do.
What's the figure you've got on your paper?
No, 400.
400?
Yeah,
a week, a show?
Yeah, per show. For that, you would... Well, hang on. First off, if you were spending 400, what would you want for that in return? It's a two-hour show.
I want 50,000 listeners.
Yeah, I don't think we can deliver that.
Do you know what? 8,000 downloads on iTunes is very good, though.
I've actually got a better deal for him, mm-hmm. which cuts out Fubar completely.
Oh, I know what you're going to
do.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm going to do it on this. I'm going to do it on this.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do my private business dealings on this show, which I'm probably breaking some sort of contractual
agreement.
Yeah,
please don't do that.
Why not?
You thought you were about to say.
Well, hang on. If you're going to talk to me now about being professional, could you not do it through a mouthful of fucking chocolate? Yeah. If we're talking about being professional...
Yes.
Right. So what you're giving off as my producer?
On it
when you said no, that. Are they even real chocolate?
As my producer, you're giving off a very mixed messages. You can't tell me to be professional through a mouthful of chocolate on air, can you?
No.
If you're not going to be professional, then neither am I. I'm doing business dealings, and you'll benefit from this.
How will I
give you a tenner or something?
No.
Right. So I've got my other podcast, Parapod.
Oh God.
Yeah.
All about ghosts. That's on average of 16,000 downloads a week.
What about ghosts? What's that about? What do you mean ghosts?
I've got a friend called Barry. No, I've not. I don't believe in him. But my friend Barry absolutely believes in ghosts. And then he tells me about ghosts and mysteries and things. And I decimate him every week on the podcast. Now, the problem, I'll say what the issue is with that. The issue is with that is the series is about to end.
Okay.
So we're on series two. It's only got one more episode to go. In fact, when this comes out, it'll have been out already. So that series will be ended. However, there will be a third series, which we're looking for blanket sponsorship for the series. Okay? I'm not going to give a figure on that. I'm going to ask you what you think that's worth. And that's 16,000 downloads on average a week and growing. That has doubled, by the way, from the first series, which was about 8,000, which is what Nat says this one is.
Mm.
Look at her face.
Well, yeah.
This is all right. This is
it's not really
this is interesting
okay.
people to listen to.
Mm. Not when the boss hears it, though, will it? That won't be going well, will it, for me?
You look so worried.
Well, I'm quite worried, actually. He genuinely will be pissed off about this.
And he'll hear you trying to stop me doing it, but then he'll go, but the reason that she couldn't stop him is because she had a mouthful of poppets.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Won't she? So that's what'll happen. So you can keep trying to do it. But this is all right. This will all feed down. Yeah, it's a good thing. This is a good thing. And I'm also doing it in plain sight. I'm doing it on air. Mm. So how much would you... So that would be 10 episodes at 16,000. That's 160,000 downloads. To give you blanket sponsorship for the entire series, how much do you think that's worth? This isn't going to be a closed deal, by the way, today.
I think we should look at about... How much episodes per season?
10. There's also the option of extras. We do extra episodes sometimes on a Saturday, which are short, 10-minute episodes.
I think we should look at something quarterly.
Okay.
Let's see about.
Do you think this is exciting now?
No.
Start with it. To start with, I go about. To start with, I go with 50-75 a quarter because I don't really know what I'm getting
75
into.
75 quid?
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm getting into.
That's,
yet.
That's, yeah.
75 a quarter.
75 a quarter.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm getting into.
That's
yet.
For 16,000 downloads. So for this one, you'd be lucky to get 20, wouldn't
then
you?
Then we can eventually start looking at deals if they start mentioning sure. your podcast when they come and buy
I
a think, sauce, we can give you a little
cut. That's what I think. Right. Now, look me in the eyes.
Yep.
Do you really think that's a good deal?
Great deal.
For you.
Great deal.
For you.
Well, it depends. If you're really hitting them numbers, we're going to have to check it out.
I can prove those numbers.
We'll have to put a couple little extra sweeteners in it.
What, like?
Yeah, we'll have to figure, have to see what's going on in your show first.
And what would you expect? It's fantastic. What would you expect?
Ghost peppers going on and all
yeah.
that.
Ghost peppers.
Yeah. What would you expect out of them? Now then, what you want? This is now we're getting into Gaunt territory where you have to
make
subliminally advertise. You have to,
yeah, advertising. Now, it's very local radio.
In order to do that,
where are the listeners? If they're in Australia,
well, it's worldwide. It's worldwide. So you're right. That does. If you're a UK market, then that does dissipate. But UK is the primary market for it. What that does is that what that means is I have to take a hit creatively, so I have to compromise creatively in order to incorporate your product. Yeah. So in order to do that, we need more money because we couldn't compromise creatively for 75 quid.
Yeah,
I think you could.
No,
you're a very intelligent guy.
Absolutely couldn't. What
businessman?
The thing is here, right, is that I actually hold the key here. I hold the cards.
Because no, you don't. Because I could just go to another station.
No, you absolutely
or you could go to another show on this station if you wanted to, Jamal, and I'll give you a really good deal. I'll give you an excellent deal, excellent really sponsorship. Come and talk to me, Jamal. I've sorted it.
Here's the deal. The thing is, though, is there's no show on this station hitting the numbers yet.
But you don't know that.
I do.
You don't know that.
I do because of the chart positions. But it is a growing concern. So this station is a growing concern. So
A concern. I'm going to have to offer 20 quid now.
No, the concern is a good thing. It's a growing concern.
Oh, right. In a good way, he means. Yeah, I've never used that expression in a positive way.
It's a growing market.
Right, fine.
How
it's
about
better.
That? Right? It's flagship in terms of unregulated radio.
Yeah.
I will reluctantly say that, but it is. Mm-hmm. It's flagship in terms of that.
Great presenters on here. You might know some of them.
There are some.
So I saw you lot interviewed the chef the other day, Wakewan.
Yeah, that was on the hip hop show before this one. If you like that one, with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. They have a lot of people on. Chuck D, Rayquan, the chef. Yeah. A lot of good artists on that show. Don Cheadle was on today.
Yep. Oh, is it?
On the downside, about 7 downloads a week.
That's not true. Do not listen to him.
And that's the guests that were
do
on.
Do not
it.
Listen.
Just waiting to hear themselves.
I've got no clue if that's true. I've got no clue how many downloads I get. Yeah, I think if you're going to attach those to a FUBAR show, I would imagine I'd be the highest rated one.
Yeah.
But I think JLC.
No, Jackmate, actually, on the Friday show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, he's got a good social media presence.
He's suddenly on the front and centre on iTunes. They've really pushed it today, his podcast, actually. Yeah. Not even comedy section, overall iTunes.
Is
straight
it?
In
that's
there,
not,
you see Jackmate.
That's not a good thing to say that.
Why?
Don't say that.
What do you mean?
But they're not even recognising it as comedy.
No, it's in comedy. They've already had it in You and Noteworthy or comedy. Now it's they've chose to put it on the overall section for over all different categories.
What's been his highest chart position?
What did it get to? 23.
This show has been number 2 in the charts.
Yeah, it has,
the Parapod has been number 1.
Alright.
But both of those are good. Both good things.
Yeah. Why don't we just combine it?
Definitely look at 6-month grace period so we can see if it works.
Yeah. Simply wouldn't happen.
Yes. Yeah,
simply wouldn't happen.
You see.
Wait, waving at me for?
He was waving the numbers at me.
He tried to get
me.
You to save your
I'm
deal.
Okay, I'm loving this.
This
is really exciting radio.
What if we did like a double up, a double header, a double
Why
team?
Why are you trying to get in on my other projects?
No, because I'm trying to say for him to do something here with you so we can have some hot sauce on a Monday.
What I'll reluctantly say is this show is better suited to his product.
Okay.
That's what I would reluctantly say.
Okay, I would agree
with
that.
But the other show has a bigger reach at the moment.
Yeah, but if you cover two of them. The power pod. That's completely separate.
Yeah, it's going to have hot sauces appearing in people's houses. Yeah.
But here, it's lunchtime. I'd be happy to have a hot sauce.
It's lunchtime.
I'm just saying. I would be happy.
By the way, if you're wondering about the quality of advertising you get, that's the sort of thing you would get. Is Nat coming on saying, hey, it's lunchtime, I'd have some hot sauce.
Look, I would say that. It's lunchtime,
as
I'm
if
peckish.
Anyone in their right mind should be listening to your opinion anyway.
It's lunchtime, I'm peckish. I need some hot sauce. Here we go, Big J.
You did that posher than you normally speak, and I don't think that.
You need to get a bit of street in it. I want to hear some real street slang from you, Nat.
Oh, I've been learning some on the Wednesday show.
Yeah,
I know about Bookie.
They called you Bookie.
No, I have to drop in words that are a bit slangy. So, like Bookie, I had to call Harley. Do you know Harley? No, Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
So Harley does a show here.
He's a bit booty though, isn't he?
I know. I had to call him a little Michael Payne, who's a rapper, gets me to say stuff to him.
Who's
last week it was
Lickle
Pum Pum.
Goes round her house, mate. Went round her house the other
night. He did go round my house the other night, yeah. Michael Payne, but I go out with Harley sometimes, so we get on very well.
Yeah. And what they told you, do you have to call
Bookie? I have to drop it in a conversation. So like I've had Wasteman as well.
Why are they giving you all these horrible words?
So that Harley has to work out what the hell's going on, but he hasn't figured out. He just thinks, but since I've moved to North London, I've gone a bit rogue in his words.
Rogue. Which part of North London are you?
In Bounds Green.
I don't know.
Bounds Green.
What's good about before this? Are you there?
So I was in Kingston, so it was like
Kingston.
Nice,
I'm up there all the time. Been up there twice this week.
Like what are you up there for?
I just got there for shopping.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Bentall Centre. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I like.
Remember you sent me that text and said there were too many blocks.
I never.
Do you remember what you said that?
I mean, he's deliberately trying to look at this.
If my mate Catcher Case Jace is listening right now,
look,
he's going
to
be happy
for you.
That's what Nat said.
I never said that in my entire life. So
she tweeted it and
See, that was getting like, because I'm trying to do a little hustle with you here.
A little hustle? Listen to this.
She's getting in there.
Posh girl.
But
posh
I want to hear your
straight.
Sentence with Buki.
Oh, well, what I said was that I have this chest of drawers with a dodgy drawer. And so I was just saying,
fucking
like,
word, man.
Oh, really, Hoggle sent me a Buki chest of drawers. And you know what I mean?
You get me.
You get me.
Booky.
That's what I said. You get me.
You get me.
Yeah.
A booky chest of drawers. Do you get me?
Yeah.
I thought people move him more booky. Someone moves a bit booky.
I think it's something that's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Like
it's
a bit
funny.
Booky. Something
a
little
bit
dodgy.
Funny. Moving a bit booky. Oh, okay.
So
what?
Like Wasteman? Would that be the same thing?
No, it's a bit different. Wasteman's a bit more harsher.
Oh, okay.
Wasteman.
Yeah, if you're a Wasteman, that's...
What's Lickle Pum Pum, then?
You fixate in a sentence.
It's none of your business.
That can be two sentences.
Well, that's how I said it.
You could say, that boy over there is a Lickle Pum Pum, or you could say, Nat's got a Lickle Pum Pum.
Oh.
Do you know what a Pum Pum is?
She hasn't.
How can... Is that the...
Pum Pum is your pussy.
But why would you say you've got a little one? Got a little one.
Why would anyone say you've got... No,
no,
exactly.
Not
good
me.
Question. Why would somebody say you've got a little one, yeah?
A person.
So here we go, Nat. So you were saying to me earlier on, so this is again what we're going to do because.
Yeah, we're going to do sponsorships. If we get this on camera,
you said you like hot sauce. Some hot sauce.
You
did say that.
Not with nothing else, just like to drink or
you
something.
You said you like hot sauce. So could you pop yourself around the desk, please?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you the option of having it neat or on some chocolate. Chili chocolate works.
Can I have a look at the sauce?
No, I've got the sauce ready.
Can I have a look at what it is, please? Can I have a smell?
Hot pepper sauce.
Can I smell it?
No, you've got to eat it.
No, at least I just need to just get.
What are you talking about? You've got to.
In first.
No, that's not how it works,
mate. I'll have it on chocolate.
That's not how it works, mate.
Jamal, would you say I should have it on chocolate or on?
Wait.
I'm not involved.
How hot is this? Am I going to pass out?
Everyone's
not that hot. It's not that hot. There's much hotter sauces. Don't worry, you'll be all right.
No, just so I can tip it. That's all.
I don't put it in my eye. Or anything. Put it in my mouth.
I mean, why would I put
can
it
in
my
mouth?
Can I not
have it with some chocolate?
No. You can have chocolate afterwards.
I'm doing it.
Hold
this
on.
Is part of the advertising.
Before you start, what's your kind of threshold on heat?
I've eaten a Scotch bonnet before.
You'll be alright then. These ain't that hot. You'll be more than alright.
Okay, head back, mouth open.
Don't spill it on me or anything.
That's why I'm telling you to put your head back and mouth open, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Okay, go on. Why do I have to go back? I can just have it myself.
I don't spill it on you. Do you want me to throw it at your mouth?
Just give it to me.
No, I'm doing it. I'm part of the show. It's my fucking show. Right, head back, mouth open. Ready? On three.
I think she needs more than that. More.
Drink it.
More.
Drink
more.
It.
More.
Smashed it. Absolutely fine. Look at that.
Yeah, more. See?
It's quite hot. It's got a little kick there,
isn't
it?
I'll wait.
Should be all right. You need to give her more. I told you, it's more about flavour than heat.
I'm going to try next.
Then again, give her the dip and glaze. The dip and glaze is nice and sweet.
Is
the peach neighbour cake's nice
that's
and sweet.
Just close your eyes.
Oh! I thought I had gonorrhea, chlamydia, and everything mixed together, mate. I was burning.
Amazing. Right, just snort it. Snort it up. She's in it. She just did it. Did it. Easy.
Look at that.
Just did it.
Look at what you get.
Did you
here.
Just snort a Scottish bonnet?
No, I didn't snort it.
I think you should get the dipping glaze out.
What were the dipping glaze
doing?
Right,
so can I just say that if we do all this, Jamal, you're going to come on as a sponsor of the show, yeah?
Oh, what, you're right.
As long as the deal's
correct.
Why
does he
need to? No, the other stuff.
He doesn't need to do it.
Because he wants you
it.
To get out the dipping glaze now.
This is the problem, is we've already given it. We've done the advertising
already.
But imagine
that I would do that every week, Jamal. And maybe I'd try it on other
imagine
things.
That.
So you get immune to it after a while.
That'd be a great business deal for you, wouldn't it? Why not have a girl screaming at the idea of eating your stuff? Why not have a girl say, no, please don't put it in my mouth?
Now I've tried it, I'll say I'll do a glass of that every week.
Yeah. A glass of it?
Yeah,
a whole glass?
Fuck me, I'll pay for that. If you do a full glass a week.
I'll give you a tenner right now if you back the rest of that bottle.
There you go.
I can't do the rest of that bottle. No, I've had dinner.
That's not even a glass.
That's cash in hand, mate. Not even tax, man. Look at that. That was Foldy. That was Foldy shit as well.
Look how fresh it is.
It's crisp. It's fresh. It's from the bank. Okay.
Look, she's thinking about it.
I'm like, tenner's a tenner, isn't it?
Can I drink a whole bottle of hot sauce for a tenner?
Yeah.
That's my standard.
Do it.
You gonna do it?
No, I'm not doing it.
Well, it's been lovely chat with you.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, it's not the meeting I expected, and it's not the.
So when do we start next week?
It's not
our
up, mate.
For the tenner, we could get.
Not for the tenner, Jamal.
Done sale. So there is no sale in that gentleman.
Why are you not connected to this?
There's no sale.
But look at the dedication we gave you.
You don't need it. You don't need it for his products. That's the thing. He doesn't need it for the products, and we can't convince him that he does need it. And he's probably right.
I've had it on my nose.
Yeah, no, again, that's not a good deal for...
I didn't do that.
If Jamal was
going to
do a TV advert, I'll tell you what we need. We need Nat King to go on telly, just shove some up her nose. It'll fly off the shelves.
I've had it on my nose.
Yeah.
Can I just say that sauce is not Buki?
Also, what's the point of you advertising it?
It was you that's supposed
you
to be.
When you probably wouldn't even be allowed in Selfridges.
Oh, I'm allowed in Selfridges.
What have you done?
I've shopped there many a time.
You shoplifted?
I shopped there.
Hold on, you said Selfridges. What does that mean? Harvey Nicks, Harrods a bad idea?
Oh, all of them. I'm allowed in all of them. It's fine.
Okay.
There's no shops I'm not allowed in.
This show's been fucking stupid. Right. Well, Jamal, thanks so much for coming in, man. It's Big J's Kitchen, and it's. I ate some of it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's nice. It's really nice, Jamal.
Yeah,
we've gone
for more flavour. Rather than burning you, just give you a little bit of a hit.
Although Nat has been caning the water since that happened, I don't know if you've noticed that. Best of luck with it, man. It sounds cheers, it's really ace, and yeah, cheers. Keep on the straight and narrow. But don't forget to get us some sort us out with some drug. What
tea?
Drug tea.
Wee tea.
I'm honestly about the legalities of releasing that because it shouldn't be illegal. It's just a plant. Hemp tea.
Don't cut it with a knife. Remember that.
Get some pot tea and rip it up.
I put hemp oil in my ear.
Yeah. Hemp oil in
your ear? My hair. I put hemp oil in my hair.
Hemp oil? Okay.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, but I want the ones that you do one of them big cigarettes with.
Yeah, one of them Ziggies.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Ziggies. One of the ones that get you moving all booky.
Yeah.
Can I resign?
Booky moving.
watch me drown. Send the boys around. I'm broken down. And broken down. My CV says I watch TV. I haven't worked since 1993. Send the boys around. I'm broken down. You're broken down. Where nothing ever works. Gets into your veins and it stains your shirts. Blinds your ambition and kicks it to death. Tunnels into your vision until nothing is left. Shout overboard. Shout ignored. In a children's war. 1994. 1994. Life's too short for life support. This broken town. And broken town where nothing ever works. Misspent youth on the roof of the church. Your birthday's a bit late. Your toys is there. All I wish I knew what my boys meant. I don't wanna stagger into mental health. Follow in the shadow of my former.
Hits here on FUBAR Radio. That was too depressing, so I'm putting Boy Named Sue on. Deal with it.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and He went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cussing. He went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, 'cause I'm the that named you Sue. I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I'm going.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue.
Do you wait till we go back?
Well,
we just had two songs on.
And he always appears at
and
the
then
moment.
The second we went back live on the mics, that was the moment you banged through the door. And you just stood there waiting, because you weren't sat there for ages.
I went during the end of the first song.
You did what?
I went after the end of the first song.
You might, I don't know what you put the mic near your mouth for. It's not live. There you go, it's live now.
How's the war? A war update?
The war is going to be removed in the near time.
Still fucking disgusting.
Hot sauce could maybe burn it off.
Should we try that?
Yeah,
I need to go
it.
Swimming.
There's no connection between that.
I had one on my toe years ago. Went swimming in Portugal for a week, came right off. Don't know if it went off in the pool, but it came straight off.
That's not a good thing, Will.
It was for me. I was waterless.
No, that's not a good thing.
Why?
You shouldn't even be swimming without that covered.
No, this is years ago. I haven't been swimming for ages.
You're saying about going swimming in chlorine. Chlorine doesn't help it at all.
No, it doesn't.
It went off. Right, you tell me.
What I'm telling you...
Why did it come off?
Yeah, probably about 50 other people got a wart because you've been swimming with
maybe
it.
Maybe someone was swimming underwater. It went in their mouth. All kinds of disgusting things.
No, it dissolved over time.
No, it won't. How's it dissolved?
You know what? You kept a camera on it. How do you know what happened to
it? Yeah.
Someone could have ate it. People jump in water and swallow water.
It's a private villa, so you're limiting yourself to 10 people.
Doesn't matter. Those 10 people have all got warts.
10 people,
now.
One of them could have eaten a wart.
And, funny story, Richard and Judy had it the week before us.
Had your wart?
Well, I might have done.
Had the villa.
Did you say funny story?
Yeah. When you say funny story.
So I've only been here 8 minutes, so I don't know what funny is.
How did you wouldn't do it, mate.
So,
hey. How did you assess that was funny?
Just chuckled.
Interesting story, you could have said.
Yeah. Or just the story.
Just the story.
Is an event.
Yep.
Is something. Nat's too polite to say, but get out of the studio.
Sorry.
Yeah. We might get.
Slam the door. Do it in a mood. Do it in a mood. What are you doing?
It's taking my bit of paper.
Slam the door, Will.
Me.
Slam it. Slam it. Go for it. Yeah, have a minute.
Yeah.
Go on, go for it.
Sure.
Yeah. Go on. Oh, he's showing us, hasn't he?
He's taken a bit of paper away, though. I actually do need it back.
Well, that bit of paper? I've got one.
You should have it, though.
What for?
Because you're talking to Colin in a second. He's calling him up now.
Not necessarily.
What?
So, we missed David Guest dying.
Yeah, we didn't predict that, because I went for Putin, and we went for Mugabe, Putin.
Yeah.
Missed David Guest.
I actually wouldn't have chosen Guest anyway, because I met him a couple of times. He's a nice gentleman. Yeah, I liked him a lot. I feel bad making any jokes about it, to be honest. Although I did do that night on stage. I went on stage and said, oh, David Guest died as well in the last hour, and all that, how shit it was. And I said, literally, the moment his plastic surgery was just right, and then he's away, is what I said. But then I actually told him, I felt immediately bad about it. Because he was like, he lived in York, did you know that?
No, I didn't
know
that.
That's where I met him, in York a couple of times.
Oh, right, okay.
Really nice chap.
Yeah,
and just loads of time for everyone. No airs and graces at all. Knew about his own celebrity and knew how to utilise it in a positive way.
Yeah.
Very supportive of people. Even people that were coming up calling him a dick, he was like, just laughed it off and it was...
And then he lived over here. He chose to not turn his back on America, but he said, "I love England more. I'm going to stay."
That's
here
why, yeah,
now.
York is in England.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, obviously, like,
it's where he lived.
He lived
mate.
There
yeah.
until
I told you that a few minutes ago.
He was in a hotel, wasn't he,
in, New York.
In London?
It
and
was.
He passed.
That's where
yeah.
he died. That's where he,
do yeah. you have any? Because people are kind of not hanging around this year, are they?
What do you mean?
I mean, sort of in the celebrity world.
One or two.
I think it's one. I imagine it'd be one. Will
one?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there are a lot of... Sadly, this has been a terrible year for a lot of people dying.
But there always is.
It seems to be... just feels like there's more this
might
year.
Might feel like it, but there hasn't been.
Maybe it's... Yeah, maybe.
Maybe higher profile people, maybe.
Possibly. I just think by the time this show goes out, someone else will have gone.
Yeah. I think what the... what if you want the boring, genuine reason why it seems that way, is because we're now generationally reaching a time where fame was at a peak, so yeah. fame would have been a bigger deal yeah. generationally
yeah.
Than the generation before them.
True.
So the mainly people of an age that would die anyway, yeah. you know, there or thereabouts, a couple of exceptions, but there or thereabouts. And generationally, fame, that will now continue. That will now be an ongoing thing. So now whenever you hear about celebrity deaths, you will feel like there's more and more of them because of the nature of celebrity.
Yeah.
Celebrity is a... You know, 60s, 50s, 60s onwards is when the big guns were about, 70s as well. So it's been such a big deal. But then in 20 years' time...
You'll have another...
There'll be nobody dying that anyone remembers.
Right, OK.
Because fame is so fleeting now, as it should be.
Can I bring it up slightly by saying who we played the songs for before?
If you want.
We normally name-check people, don't we?
OK, do you want to do that?
I feel like we're going on a death tangent.
You did that.
Well,
I said he's a nice man.
I said
I'm
sad
you went,
about it.
Oh, loads of people are dying.
I don't want to predict anymore
normal.
In case it comes true.
I'm very sad that Nat has died.
Okay. Don't say that, because if I did, I nearly got run over the other day, and then I thought,
so
Ray's
close.
Trying to kill me.
Who,
you weren't driving it.
No, not me. It's not my style. What? Who tried to run over you?
Was when I was going across one of those... I don't know who it was. I didn't see the driver... But I was just crossing
could
the road.
Could have been the perfect crime, couldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
them.
And then I just said, I was definitely my. There was no cars coming, and I was just walking across the road. And then this car came out of nowhere and was like beep. And then
right. Oh, so they gave you a warning.
Kind of.
So they weren't.
I don't think they were deliberately trying to kill me. But yeah. Going through my head, I was thought. Oh, I actually thought at that time. God, Ray did say 2 weeks ago, I'm RIP Nat, and then you predicted it. Like
okay,
the Grim Reaper.
Let's give it another crack.
Okay, well, I don't want to be RIP'd. Car to USM we played before for Stuart Baggs, didn't we? And
yep.
then we had a boy named Sue for Jamie.
Yeah.
Good choices.
Carter
not Carter
so
much.
Really whiny.
Yeah. But don't obviously like a boy named Sue gets 10 straight away.
I won't give it a 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
7 or 8.
Really?
Yeah.
A Johnny Cash, a boy named
be,
Sue?
Do you know what? If you played any Beatles song, that'd be like 7.
Oh, yeah,
seven
I'd be the same for the Beatles.
Yeah, but that's considered to be the best popular music in history, isn't it?
Did a little bleep on the swear.
Did you know what the swear was?
I think it would have been cock or the C word.
I think it's motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess. I wonder if Colin knows.
Colin might know.
Colin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, chap. I'm just listening to you talking about people dying and stuff, I think.
It's fun, isn't it? It's fun.
You know, we've had a bit of a year for celebrity deaths, haven't we?
Yeah, but so. I think people are just noticing it more because celebrity is generationally a bigger thing. That's all it is.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, anyone that gets famous nowadays have a pretty short-lived career, don't they? You
yeah.
get like people like come up in the media for like 5 or 6 years and then they just disappear again. So,
yeah.
like you said before, it will kind of peter out really because you don't get these, you know, people like Ronnie Corbett that just do stuff for like 40, 50 years.
Yeah,
they're all
yeah.
like these internet nutters, flashes in the pan.
Yeah,
and then that's it. We're gone. But you know, bite size. Everything's bite size nowadays, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but it will spare people heartache in the future because they won't have to be depressed that their favourite star has died because they won't remember who their favourite star was.
Yeah. Oh well.
It's all right. Sort it out. I mean, anyway, nice talking to you. So, Colin, I'll tell you what I've been given on your sheet. Crazy inventor has made the following things. Are you ready?
Yep. Go for it.
70 mph motorised scooter.
That's mate.
I don't even know if that's good. Is that good?
Oh, yes, it's a mobility scooter.
Oh, right, okay.
A scooter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huge underground apocalyptic bunker.
That is amazing.
Just
if anyone's got a back garden and can do it, they should do.
Do you still have access to one? Because I've got somebody I'd like put in one.
Who's
I've
that?
Got several people I'd
Who's
like put in one in Furness. Magnetic shoes.
Yes, that's one of my favourite. One of my greatest achievements, I do believe.
Really? Now, what? How were they utilised?
Well, they tick all the boxes. They were really cheap to make because they were made out of junk.
Yeah,
sort of thing. So that's
just a magnet sellotape to a shoe.
Yeah, naturally a tight person. And then I walked upside down across my shed ceiling.
Nice.
And I was like, what a day in history that was.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
And then, has it ever been used elsewhere? Have you ever sold that on as an idea?
No.
Because wasn't there in NASA, Mary Poppins, wasn't there the stage version of Mary Poppins, did they not use magnetic shoes for a bit where the character walks all the way around the archway, the proscenium?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they did, you know. That. I think someone's had your idea away, mate.
The bastards.
I know. Assassin's Creed mind. Hidden Blade.
Yeah, that was so requested. Ever since I did my Wolverine claws, everyone's like, can you do the Assassin's Creed Hidden Blade? So I finally got around to doing that. I think I made a pretty good job of it as well.
Yeah, hang on. Sorry.
What's Assassin's Creed, please?
It's a video game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a flick knife which comes down your wrist by like moving one of your fingers.
Oh.
So it's like you were an assassin. Oh, yeah.
I should just explain to you, Colin, that my producer is Remedial.
I'm not Remedial. It's because I don't know the computer games. Well, doesn't make me Remedial.
But people will know it.
But I'm saying I don't know it. Everybody will know it.
But how you find out? You don't go like that. That just sounds shit, doesn't it? On the radio.
Not Space Invaders.
Just wait for a gap and then say, what's across Assassin's Creed? But don't go because that just sounds awful in people's ears, doesn't it?
Yeah.
High voltage ejector bed.
Yeah, that's like not the bed in Wallace and Gromit that tips him up in the morning.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
It's just that in real life. So you can set a timer on it and it will chuck you out of bed in the morning.
That's amazing. They have
I mean,
those.
That's amazing. How would that be amazing? If you're fast asleep, you got flung out of your bed. Would that be amazing?
Not for you, but if you timed it for somebody else, that'd be hilarious.
Right, again, I could do with one of them if you've got a spare one. automatic Wolverine claw, you mentioned it earlier on.
Yeah. They were like one of my first like massive quiet videos that was.
Are they sharp?
Yeah, they are pretty sharp. The ones that are automatic are particularly strong because they have to be. They're made out of quite thin steel, so they can like flex out when they come out.
Yeah.
But I've got some other ones which aren't automatic, which you just like kind of flick down with your wrist that are a lot stiffer. And you could actually like proper wallop somebody with them if you wanted to, and it would like do a bit of damage. But you know, they're purely for props. Theatrical purposes.
Nice. Okay. Homemade War of Death.
That still exists, believe it or not. It's nearly 10 years old. It's rotting away in a field, but it's still up.
Is
still
it standing at your home?
No, it's not at my house. It's in my mate, one of my mates who runs a farm. It's in one of his fields.
Okay.
What's the Wall of Death, Colin?
Oh, for fuck's
sake. I don't know.
Isn't it hard work though? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, does everyone know what Will? Do you know what a wall of death is?
Do you want to ask what an inventor is as well?
I know what an inventor is. I'm just saying, what is a wall of death, please?
If you can imagine like a large barrel that you ride a motorbike round, like if you ride it fast enough, you can stick to the walls and then kind of like ride up it.
I've seen that. It's a circular wall. And you ride motorbikes up it and round it. That's the wall.
Why
of death.
Why is it called that?
Because that's what it's called.
No, but have people actually died on it before?
I'm sure people have died at some point, but that's not why it was named that. It was named that to make it sound
give it
like
a bit of drama.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Oh, okay, I like it. Yeah.
So sorry, Colin.
It's all right, mate. Sorry, it's half seven or whatever.
We're very confused about the time because I think it's technically quarter to four.
It'll be like 10 to 4 now.
It's a pre-record,
roughly.
My watch has just said time to stand, but I'm stood.
It's time to stand.
I'm stood up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why's my watch?
Why is your watch telling you that, though?
I need a new watch. Can you invent me a watch? Apple have fucked this one up. Removed socks with a rocket launcher. By the way, Nat, socks are those things you wear under your shoes and a rocket launcher. You understand that?
I get that. Okay. But I don't understand what this means.
Ask Colin.
Yeah, basically, I've made this little gadget that fires like rockets, like firework rockets, not like spaceships. And I just tied my socks to them. Because I thought, why not?
Yeah,
you know, let's mix it up a bit.
And what happened? Did you get
my socks off with it?
Did you sustain any bad burning?
No, it's got a face shield. You do get a bit. You kind of do get a bit of fallout after it.
Yeah,
after you've used it like 5 or 10 times, you notice you're a bit dirtier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got a bit black, like you've been down a coal mine because of all like the sulfur or whatever the fireworks kick out. So the carbon deposits or whatever.
Sort of covers you in soot.
Yeah, a bit of that.
Nat wouldn't like you then.
What? Don't no. start this
so
again.
It says here you got 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yes.
That's
insane. All going in the upward direction. It's less than a year since I've passed 1 million subscribers.
That's crazy.
So it's unbelievable to think that, you know, like this time last year I probably had 900,000 or something. Or, you know, nearly 2 million more. Who knows?
Most popular video has had over 18 million hits. What one was that?
That's the Jet Bicycle, the most unsafe bike in the world, which is basically my mate Rick's nan's or mum's bike, which is like an old rally shopper with a big pulse jet engine strapped to it.
Okay.
Excellent.
And the last note I've got on you, it says, just started a new series on his channel where he's going to create a machine that makes him fly.
Yes, this is the big challenge at the moment.
I think it's already been done, mate. You've been in an aeroplane.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm trying to create it in my shit. Basically, it's a barking mad idea I've had.
Right.
Ford come to me and want you to make a weird vehicle. So I kind of put out a video asking people what they wanted me to do. A lot of people were saying what they wanted me to fly. So I thought I had this idea of getting these paramotor engines.
Right.
Paramotors, they're like the engines that people put on their back and then like go like parachuting, so you don't need to jump out of a plane. You can kind of do it on the ground sort of thing. So I thought, let's get two of them, face them downwards, strap it together and ride it. And we've got no end of people going, it's not going to work, you'll never be able to control it, it won't get off the ground and all that sort of thing. So yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I don't want to give too much away, but it's done better than I thought it would already.
I've only just met you. I'm dead worried about you. What have you got? A family?
Yeah, I've just had another daughter actually. So 2 weeks ago.
Are you not worried? Congratulations! But are you not worried you're going to like fly into space or something and she'll never see you?
Oh, you ain't going to go that high, mate. I mean, I was as ecstatic when it got off the ground. So, do you know what I mean?
When you said it's about the socks, mate.
Well, how many times have you been to hospital when you're building? I'm just wondering if you're a regular A&E when you're doing your socks with a rocket launcher off.
No, I didn't go to hospital for that. Okay. What, to get my socks back?
No. What about your Wolverine claw? Have you ever killed anyone with that?
No, I'm a reasonably sane, level-headed person beyond, you know, when the camera's put down.
But once, so Wolverine might be until he gets his claws out, then he goes a bit doolally, doesn't he? So,
he's a bit mental.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I've got if I want to go on a killing spree, I've got a lot of stuff that way.
That's good to know. They maybe don't say that.
That's all the police asked us to try and get you to say. That was it. Yeah, we've done our job here, haven't we?
That's it. I'll get a knock at the door in a minute, won't I?
What's the best thing you could give me for free?
For free? Yeah. What do you mean, advice?
No, invention.
I want invention.
I want a cool thing for my house, but I want it for free.
What, from me or just from anything?
From you.
From me?
Can't be just something you've got in the kitchen. It's got to be something that you've invented. I'll tell you what I want, what I would like. Speeder bike.
What's that?
Oh, nothing big then, just a small item.
No, a full-size speeder bike.
That's me trying to think if I've got an interesting shaped piece of metal in a scrap bin or something.
I want a full-size, screen-accurate Star Wars speeder bike that actually works.
Yeah, I'll see if I've got one lying around. I think there was a couple out there. I know one's gone, but there might be one left. I'll get back to you on that one, yeah?
At a push, I'll accept a land speeder.
Okay. I'll know you're up for a negotiation then. That's good to know.
But it's got
to
be taxed and ready for the road.
With new tyres.
If not, then all right, I'll just keep it. I live in like a sort of farmhouse and stuff, so I've got a bit of land where I can keep it. So
that's handy then. At least that's not an issue. Cause, you know, I was worried about that, where you were going to keep it.
All right, how about this? How about I let you come and stay at mine, right?
Yeah. Well, cool.
Right, you can work. Loads of fields and everything, forests and stuff. There's loads and loads of room. Not showing off. I'm genuine. I'm saying this for a genuine reason. You can come and do.
Guy's a lord.
Yeah. You can.
No,
do
he is. I've been to. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Nice house.
House.
Yeah.
Right. You can do that. You can come there. But whatever you invent there, right, you've got to leave there when you leave. Right. So whatever you invent at my house, that's mine then. I don't mean
yours.
I don't mean, by the way, that I own the rights to it, because you will retain all legal ownership as far as designs.
I've got legal ownership, but I have to leave it there.
The actual object itself needs to stay on my property.
Whereabouts do you live in the country?
I live not that far from Stratford-on-Avon. I'm sort of up that way.
Oh, the old Shakespeare County Raceway up near there. Shame that's closing down, isn't it?
What is?
So... Yeah, the drag strip. Yeah.
The raceway in Stratford.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been there.
The drag strip.
I've never been there. I go to the RSC and stuff like that, but I've never been
I've never got up before. I'm going to nip to the drag strip.
Well, that's probably why it's closing down, isn't it?
Yeah, but I would go it.
People have thought that.
But I would go it if I had a speed bike or a land speeder.
Well, clearly, right? You're in the market for that.
And then think about it. You just said, oh, it's a shame it's closing down, but you are ideally placed to maintain them, the publicity that they need. You've got all these subscribers, 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube, 18 million look to your most popular video. You are ideally placed to give them the publicity they need to survive. And the way you could do that is by coming to my house, building a speeder bike and or land speeder, right?
And then leaving it there.
I will allow it out for the day. Right?
All right, good.
Whatever you build.
You're charging.
So I'm not going to charge them. No, I'm going to do that. Honestly, mate, Colin, out of the goodness of my heart,
yeah,
I'm going to
yeah.
drive my speeder bike and or land speeder down to the drag strip at Stratford-on-Avon. Yeah. There'll be thousands of people there. You can film it for your channel as well. I can't see who would lose out in this deal.
It's a win-win, isn't it? It's
yeah,
a win-win.
Absolutely. You win because you've got content for your channel. I win because I get myself a speeder bike and land speeder. And the drag strip win because that ensures their survival for maybe another few months.
And there we are. And Stratford and the local area benefits
totally
from it.
So all I can see from this, now we're going to find out what sort of person you are, because all this requires for this to happen is for you to agree to it. I can't do more than I've already done. I've said yes, you can come to my
house
and
you've
build
offered
it
me on a plate, haven't you?
Yeah.
Offered me on a plate.
I'm sure that the drug strip will agree to it. You know, they'll try anything if they're shutting down. So the only sticking point at the moment is you.
It's
you're
me.
The sticking
it's
point.
All on my shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, we need you to agree to it.
What do I do with all this pressure? What do I do with all this?
I reckon you just
weight of expectation.
I reckon you just agree to it now, mate, and crack on with building me my speed bike.
And get up to Stratford.
Yeah.
Do I have to bring the one that's in the back garden, or you want a fresh one, don't you? On a fresh speed bike.
Have you already got a speed bike?
Well, you were asking about one, weren't you? You wanted me to make one. I said I'd have a look through the stores.
Yeah. That's what
I want. If got out like that, if it's, you know, the bunker is full of all sorts of stuff.
All right. If you don't want the hassle of building the speeder bike, right? Off the record.
Yeah.
Just knock us up an RTD2, mate. I've always wanted one of them.
RTD2. I can get a dustbin and put a wheelchair in it.
No, you're doing it properly. I don't want no half-assed
RTD2.
Oh,
you are. You want like a proper job there.
Yeah. Don't even have to light up, mate. Not ask about that. Don't have to light up or move. Just, I'm happy to have it in the corner. I'd ask for a C-3PO, but my missus has said that I can't have anything life-size in the house that looks human.
Right. Jake, what do you reckon? I've got Jake's turn up. This guy wants a speeder bike. Should we make him one? Well, Jake says yes.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Like Jake.
That's contractually binding.
It is, Jake's, yeah.
Jake, you've got to make it for him now, yeah? Because you've agreed.
I would rather have an RC.
He's all right with a saw, you know. He can saw stuff. He's only three, but he's a bit sore.
All right, so he can saw me a speeder bike.
Yeah, he can saw him a speeder bike. Good lad. Can you do it as well? Can I do it as well? He's lazy, isn't he?
Well, no, but you help him.
Well, I'll oversee it. I'll foreman the job.
Am I allowed to speak to Jake?
At the end of the day, I don't want to stifle his creative
All right,
thoughts.
Am I allowed to speak to Jake?
Yeah, you can speak to Jake.
I'll keep
you
it clean.
You want to speak to the guy? He's gone all shy. Do you want to speak to him with me? Yeah, so you speak to him with me.
Let's bring Jake over.
Okay.
No, he's like,
no. No, he doesn't want to talk to you.
This
he's got Spider-Man. Tell him about your Spider-Man pyjamas.
Did you invent them and all?
I got Spider-Man jeans.
No way. Have you really?
Oh. Oh.
What else? What do you like? Who's your favourite superhero?
Have you built him webs?
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Good choice.
You could build him an Iron Man suit.
Oh mate, he's already been asking me because I was gonna do some Iron Man stuff not so long ago, but I never got around to it in the end. And
build him an Iron Man
suit.
Are
you building Iron Man today?
Build him an Iron Man suit.
No.
Yeah, you want a little Iron Man suit, don't you?
Yeah.
You can go and crush stuff and fly around.
I'll be on the floor, well, just off the floor on my speeder bike.
Get a helmet, don't I?
Yeah, get the helmet.
And Jake can do a flyover.
You like that, wouldn't you?
We'll ensure the future of the Stratford drag race. We could race each other.
You race Iron Man, kid.
Worlds collide.
Yeah, that would work really well.
Marvel and Disney.
You want to race all the time? He wants to race you. He likes that. He's
right.
Perked a bit though.
That's what we're going to do then. Marvel v Star Wars. So I'm going to be on the speeder bike. Jake's going to be dressed as Iron Man. And we're going to race it. Now,
there we are.
Again, Colin, the only person that's stopping this being it. Stopping this being. Look at his little face. Look at his little face. If not for me, do it for Jake.
He's like a weeping dog in the window.
Look at his face. How?
I'm sure we can figure something out, can't we?
Tell you what,
the Colin Firth FUBAR Radio instigated Stratford upon Avon saving mega project.
Yeah, you would be. Me aside, forget me, forget FUBAR, forget everything else. Forget even Stratford. Forget even that. You would be that little lad's hero for the rest of his life. You can ensure that. Just by doing, I don't know, like, month and a half work.
just a month and a half. I'll take a month and a half out of schedule. If there's no YouTube videos for a month and a half, don't worry about it.
No, these can be the videos.
Yeah.
They can be the videos.
This is what he looks forward to. We're doing some more X-Men stuff at the moment, aren't we, Jake? Hey? You've been coming in. I've had to keep you out of the way because it's a little bit dangerous for you to be around, but you've been excited about it.
Don't give him metal claws, mate.
Oh, he's had them on. Them on years ago, didn't you? You put the metal claws on when Mummy went out.
Amazing. Well, we've got somewhere with this. We're bang out of time, man. I've got literally 2 minutes left to end the show. Sure. Thank you so much for talking to us. And this is how exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
The opportunity. Confirmed. You never know what's going to happen, do you?
Yeah, you don't have to thank me. Show, eh? You don't have to thank
get
me
out.
At all.
Get out into the world and things will happen.
Yeah. We'll make Jake fly and I'll have a speeder bike. And, you know. You're not telling me you can't afford a month off to do this.
Oh, it's not about the money, mate. It's not about the money.
I'll put 500 towards it.
You stick a bit of money in the pot. So
I'll put a grand towards it.
A patron account or something like that. That's what the new people do now in YouTube.
So I'm told. Yeah, it's bane of my life that someone's trying to set one up for me at the moment. I just don't want to do it.
Weird.
Yeah, give it a year, we'll both be doing it.
Colin, it feels like charitable fraud, but they are.
No, it's cool. Alright, people want to support stuff, they want to do it, they actually want to do it. If they don't, you'll make no money. Appreciate it, man, and best of luck with everything. Genuinely, thank you for coming on. Thank you, appreciate it, and we'll see you
again. He's gone now, he's chucking pegs everywhere, so.
Yeah, but imagine how much fun he'd have in an Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Especially with a speeder bike alongside him. Colin, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Cool. Good night, people.
See you, mate.
Thanks.
Bye bye. There we go. End of the show.
It's good.
Good
show.
Right, that's the anticlimax we've all wanted.
I thought it was a good show. Bye. But you looked at me.
Nat's walking around slagging off Adam. Listen, Nat's slagging you off. Listen, he just heard it.